ಜಯಂ ವಿಶುಪಾಲ ಪರಮಹಂಸ ಪರಿವ್ರಾಜಕಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಅಷ್ಟೋತ್ತರ ಶರ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀಮಾನ್ ಅಭಯಸನ್ನಾರವಿಂದ ಭಕ್ತವೇದಾಂತ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಮಹರ್ಷೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಜಯಂ ನಿತ್ಯಲೀಲಾ ಪ್ರವಿಷ್ಟ ವಿಶುಪಾಲ ಪರಮಹಂಸ ಪರಿವ್ರಾಜಕಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಅಷ್ಟೋತ್ತರ ಶರ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀಮಾನ್ ಭಕ್ತ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ಮಹರ್ಷೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕೀ ಅನಂದ ಗೌಡಿ ವೈಷ್ಣವ ಬೃಂದಕಿ ನಮಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಹರಿದಾಸ್ ಠಾಕೂರ್ ಕಿ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಸಹೋ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧಾರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತ ಬೃಂದಕಿ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಗೋಪ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಶ್ಯಾಮ ಗುಂಡರಾಧಾ ಗುಂಡಗಿರಿ ಗೋವರ್ಧಾನಿಕಿ ವೃಂದಾವನ್ ಧಾಮಕಿ ಮಾಯಾಪುರ ಧಾಮಕಿ ಮಧುರಪುರಿ ಧಾಮಕಿ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ್ಪುರಿ ಧಾಮಕಿ ದ್ವಾರಕಾಪುರಿ ಧಾಮಕಿ ಗಂಗಮಾಯಿಕಿ ಯಮುನಮಾಯಿಕಿ ತುಳಸಿದೇವಿಕಿ ಭಕ್ತದೇವಿಕಿ ಸಾಮವೇದ ಭಕ್ತ ಬೃಂದಕಿ ಗೋರ್ ಪ್ರೇಮನಂದಿ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಸ್ ಟು ಅಸೆಂಬಲ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಸ್ ಟು ಅಸೆಂಬಲ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಸ್ ಟು ಅಸೆಂಬಲ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಸ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರು ಗೌರಂಗ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಸ್ ಶೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ನಮಾಂಶಪದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರಸಾಯ ಬೂದಲೇಶಮದೇ ಭಕ್ತವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿನಿಧಿ ನಾಮಿನಿ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸರಸ್ವದೇವಿ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಜಾರಿಣಿ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ದೇಶತಾರಿಣಿ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಸಂಸಾರ ಸಾಗರೇ ಮಗ್ನಂ ದೀನಂ ಮಾಂ ಕರುಣಾನಿಧೇ ಕರ್ಮಗ್ರಾಹ ಗೃಹೀತಾಂಗಂ ಮಾಮುದ್ಧರ ಭವಾರ್ಣವಾಲ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ಭಾಗವದಾಖ್ಯೋಯಂ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಕ್ಷ ಕೃಷ್ಣಮೇವ ಹಿ ಸ್ವೀಕೃತೋಸಿ ಮಯಾ ನಾಥ ಮುಕ್ತ್ಯರ್ಥಂ ಭವ ಸಾಗರೇ ಮನೋರಥೇ ಮದೀಯೋಯಂ ಸಫಲಾ ಸರ್ವದಾ ತ್ವಯ ನಿರ್ವಿಘ್ನೇನೈವ ಕರ್ತವ್ಯಂ ದಾಸೋಹಂ ತವ ಕೇಶವ ಭವೇ ಭವೇ ಯಥಾ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಪದಯೋರ್ಸವ ಜಾಯತೆ ತಥಾ ಕುರುಷ್ವ ದೇವೇಶ ನಾಥಸ್ತ್ವಂ ನೋ ಯದ ಪ್ರಭೋ ನಾಮ ಸಂಕೀರ್ತನಂ ಯಸ್ಯ ಸರ್ವಭಾವ ಪ್ರಣಾಶನಂ ಪ್ರಣಾಮೋ ದುಃಖ ಶಮನಂ ತಂ ನಮಾಮಿ ಹರಿಂ ಪರಂ ಜನ್ಮಾದ್ಯಸ್ಯ ಯದೋನ್ವಯಾದಿತರದಸ್ ಚಾರ್ತೇಶ್ವಿಜ್ಞಸ್ವರಾರ್ತೇನೆ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಹೃದಯ ಆದಿಗವೈ ಮುಹ್ಯಂದಿಯಲ್ ಸೂರಯ ತೇಜೋ ವಾರಿಮೃದಂ ಯಥಾ ವಿನಿಮಯೋ ಯತ್ರ ತ್ರಿಸರ್ಗೋ ಮೃಷಾ ಧಾಮ್ನಾ ಸ್ವೇನ ಸದಾ ನಿರಸ್ತ ಗುಹಗಂ ಸತ್ಯಂ ಪರಂ ಧೀಮಹಿ ಧರ್ಮ ಪ್ರೋಚಿತ ಕೈದವೋತ್ರ ಪರಮೋ ನಿರ್ಮತ್ಸರಾಣಂ ಸದಾ ವೇದ್ಯಂ ವಾಸ್ತವಮತ್ರ ವಸ್ತು ಶಿವದಂ ತಾಪತ್ರಯೋನ್ಮೂಲನಂ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ಭಾಗವತೇ ಮಹಾಮುನಿ ಕೃತೇ ಕಿಂ ವಾವರೈರೀಶ್ವರ ಸದ್ಯೋ ಹೃದ್ಯವರುಧ್ಯದೇ ಯತ್ರ ಕೃತಿಭಿ ಶುಶ್ರೂಷುಭಿ ತಕ್ಷಣಾಲ್ ನಿಗಮಗಲ್ಪದರೋರ್ಗಲಿದಂ ಫಲಂ ಶುಗಮುಖಾದಮೃತದ್ರವ ಸಂಯುತಂ ಪಿಬದ ಭಾಗವತಂ ರಸಮಾಲಯಂ ಮುಹುರಹೋರಸಿಗಾ ಭುವಿ ಭಾವುಕಾಃ ಸಚ್ಚಿದಾನಂದರೂಪಾಯ ವಿಶ್ವೋಲ್ಪತ್ಯಾದಿಹೇತವೇ ತಾಪತ್ರಯ ವಿನಾಶಾಯ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ವಯಂ ನುಮಃ ಯಂ ಪ್ರವ್ರಜಂತಂ ಹನುಭೇದಮಭೇದಕೃತ್ ದ್ವೈಪಾಯನೋ ವಿರಹಗಾದರಮಜುಹಾವಾಂ ಪುತ್ರೇದಿ ತನ್ಮಯದಯತ್ತರವೋಭಿನೇದು ತಂ ಸರ್ವಭೂತಹೃದಯಂ ಮುನಿಮಾನತೋಸ್ಮಿ ಯಸ್ವಾನುಭಾವಮಖಿಲ ಶ್ರುತಿಸಾರಮೇಕಂ ಅಧ್ಯಾತ್ಮದೀಪಮದಿದಿದೀರ್ಷದಾಂ ತಮೋನ್ನಂ ಸಂಸಾರಿನಾಂ ಕರುಣಯಾಹ ಪುರಾಣಗುಹ್ಯಂ ತಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಸೂನುಮುಪಯಾಮಿ ಗುರುಂ ಮುನೀನಾಂ ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯ ನರಂ ಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ ದೇವೀಂ ಸರಸ್ವತೀಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತತೋ ಜಯಮುದೀರಯೇತ್ ಕಮನೀಯ ಕಿಶೋರಮುಗ್ಧಮೂರ್ತೈ ಕಳವೇಣು ಕುಣಿದಾದೃತಾನನೆಂದೋಃ ಮಮ ವಾಚಿ ವಿಜೃಂಭದಾ ಮುರಾರೇ ಮಧುರೀಂ ನ ಕಣಿಗಾಭಿ ಕಾಭಿ ಕಾಭಿ ನಮಃ ಓಂ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಪ್ರಸ್ಥಾಯ ಭೂತಲೆ ಶ್ರೀಪದೇ ಭಕ್ತಿವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿನ್ನಿಧಿ ನಾಮಿನಿ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ದೇವೀಂ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಿಣಿ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ದೇಶಧಾರಿಣಿ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ಗುರು ಚರಣಾರವಿಂದಾಭ್ಯಾಂ ನಮಃ ವಂದೇ ನಂದಂ ವ್ರಜ ಸ್ತ್ರೀನಾಂ ಪಾದರೇಣುಮಭೀಷ್ಣಶಃ
യാസാം ഹരികഥോദ്ഗീതം പുനാദിഭുവനത്രയം ഗോപീ ചരണാരവിന്ദ പരമാണവേ നമഃ. പീതാംബരം കരവിരാജിത ചക്രശംഖം കൗമോദകീ സരസിജം കരുണാസമുദ്രം രാധാസഹായമതിസുന്ദര മന്ദഹാസം വാതാലയേശ മനിഷം ഹൃദി ഭാവയാമി. കോമളം കൂജയൻ വേണും ശ്യാമലോയം കുമാരക വേദവേദ്യപരം ബ്രഹ്മ ഭാസതാം പുരതോ മമാം. മൂകം കരോതി വാചാലം പങ്കും ലംഘയതേ ഗിരിം യൽകൃപാദമഹം വന്ദേ പരമാനന്ദ മാധവം. ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണായ നമഃ. ശ്രീമതി രാധികായേ നമഃ. സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ. ഓം പാർത്ഥായ പ്രതിബോധിതാം ഭഗവതാം നാരായണേന സ്വയം വ്യാസേന ഗ്രഥിതാം പുരാണമുനിനാം മധ്യേ മഹാഭാരതം. അദ്വൈതാമൃതവർഷിണീ ഭഗവതീം അഷ്ടാദശാധ്യായിനീം അമ്പത്വാമനുസന്ധനാമി ഭഗവത്ഗീതേ ഭവദ്വേഷിണീ. നമോസ്തു ദേ വ്യാസവിശാലബുദ്ധേ പുല്ലാരവിന്ദായതപത്രനേത്ര യേന ത്വയാ ഭാരതതൈലപൂർണ പ്രജ്വാലിതോ ജ്ഞാനമയ പ്രദീപ. പ്രപന്നപാരിജാതായ തോത്രവേത്രൈകപാണയേ ജ്ഞാനമുദ്രായ കൃഷ്ണായ ഗീതാമൃതദുഹേ നമാം. സർവോപനിഷദോ ഗാവോ ദുഗ്ധാ ഗോപാലനന്ദന പാർത്ഥോ വത്സസുധീർഭോക്ത ദുഗ്ധം ഗീതാമൃതം മഹത്. വസുദേവസുതം ദേവം കംസച്ചാണൂരമർദനം ദേവകീ പരമാനന്ദം കൃഷ്ണം വന്ദേ ജഗദ്ഗുരും. ഭീഷ്മദ്രോണതട ജയദ്രഥ ജല ഗാന്ധാര നീലോൽപല ശല്യഗ്രാഹവതീ കൃപേണ മഹനീ കർണേന വേലാകുല. അശ്വത്ഥാമാവികർണ ഘോരമകര ദുര്യോധനാവർത്തിനി സോതീർണ ഖലു പാണ്ഡവൈരണനദീ കൈവർത്തക കേശവാം. പാരാശര്യവജ സരോജമലം ഗീതാർത്ഥഗന്ധോൽക്കടം നാനാഖ്യാനക കേസരം ഹരികഥ സംബോധനാബോധിതം. ലോകൈ സജ്ജന ഷൽപദൈരഹരഹ പേപീയമാനം മുദാം ഭൂയാത് ഭാരത പങ്കജ കളിമലം പ്രധ്വംസിന ശ്രേയസേ. കരോതി വാചാലം പങ്കും ലംഘയതേ ഗിരിം യൽകൃപാദമഹം വന്ദേ പരമാനന്ദമാധവം. യം ബ്രഹ്മാ വരുണേന്ദ്രരുദ്രമരുദസ്ത്വന്നുന്ദിരിവ്യൈസ്തവയ വേദൈ സാംഗവദേ ക്രമോപനിഷദേ ഗായന്തി യം സാമഗാഃ. ധ്യാനാവസ്ഥിത തദ്ഗതേന മനസാ പശ്യന്തി യം യോഗിനോ യസ്യാന്തം ന വിദുസുരാ സുരഗണൈ ദേവായ തസ്മൈ നമഃ. So today we begin with the fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is called Visargam. The word given in the Srimad Bhagavatam, what is discussed in the fourth canto, is Visargam. Visargam means, Sridharacharya Swamiji says there, that Adhaika Trimshada Adhyaye Visarga Surya Mediate Visargasti Ishwaradhine Brahma Manuadhivikrata. Sridharaswami says there that there is totally 31 chapters in this canto, fourth canto. There are 31 chapters. And mainly what is discussed here is what is called a Visargam. What is Visargam? Visargam means, initially Krishna created everything, isn't it? In the sense that, for example, Maya, Mahatattvam, Pradhanam, and in that way, from Mahatattvam came Aham Tattvam. Aham Tattvam came Satya Rajasa Tamasam. On that basis, Satya Hangaram, Rajasa Hangaram, Tamasa Hangaram. Then from that Satya Hangaram came the mind, Rajasa Hangaram came the senses, and the Tamasa Hangaram came the material elements. Up to this point is Krishna's creation. After that, it is then Brahma starts the creation. Brahma, Swayambhu Manu and others come after that. Swayambhu Manu and others comes after that. So you can see that this Sargam, what is known as primary creation, is right up to this level of the five material elements, mind, intelligence. Afterwards, it is Brahma's creation. Brahma's creation. So that is why he says here, Visargast Ishwaradhineer Brahma Manuadhibi Krita. Then Atradu Pradamadhyaye Manu Kanyanyuaya Prathak Varnade Yatra Yajnadi Murthibi Prabhavo Hare. That means, in this first chapter, what we are going to read now, Manu's daughters, their story. Manu's daughters, their story. It is through them this creation has grown big. So that's why from Manu onwards the discussion begins now. And in that, the Yajnamurti, as Krishna appears as Naranarayana Murti, also Yajnavadaram it is called, that also happens there. Now, in the fourth canto, you will find four different episodes addressing four different types of people. Manu's history is spoken in the first chapter. And then in the next six chapters, story of Daksha. It is not important thing is not about Daksha. What it is there is that Sri Parvati's story. That is more important there. For these six chapters is referring to Sri Parvati's history, Parvati Devi's history. So that is why it's so important. And then, so first for the women, the history of Sri Parvati, and then as an example to the children, history of Dhruva Maharaj. Followed by first the history of the women's story, which is the story of Dasha Prajapati, through which Sri Parvati's part. And then the story of Dhruva Maharaj for the children. And that normally in this world there are four categories of people. The women, the children, the young men and the old people. Isn't it? So according to these four categories, this fourth canto also will present the things in that way. The first six chapters refers to Dasha Prajapati's story, which is addressing to the women. Then another many chapters for Dhruva Maharaj's story for the children. And then another few chapters for the story of Prithu Maharaj for the young men. And finally, the many chapters after that, Puranjana's story for the old men. That is how it is classified. This Sridhara Swami mentions that in his commentary as well. So we'll start with that, first two, three chapters, then we will discuss the message there. Shri Mai Pradhamodhyayaha Shri Maitreya Vacha Manostu Shadarubayam Disraganyascha Jajniri Akudir Devahudischa Prasudir Idivishrudaha Akudim Rujaya Pradadavi Bradramadim Nrupa Putriya Dharma Vashrita Shadarubayamo Dita Prajapadissa Bhagavan Rujistasyamaji Janal Midhunam Brahma Varchasvi Paramayena Samadhina Yastayo Purusha Sakshal Vishnu Yajna Swarupa Drik Yastri Sadrishanavode Amshabhudana Paini Aninye Sugraham Putriya Putram Pidadaro Jisham Swayambhu Omudayukto Rujir Jagraha Dakshinam Tam Kamayanam Bhagavan Uvahaya Jusham Pati Tushtayam Toshamabano Ajanayal Dwadashal Majan Dwadashal Majan Tosha Pradosha Sandosho Badra Shandiri Daspati Idmakavir Vibhuswanam Sudevo Rojano Dushan Tushidana Made Deva Asam Swayam Bhuandare Mariji Mishra Krishayo Yajna Suraganeshwara Priya Pradotana Vado Maniputro Mahau Jasau Talputra Bautatrunam Anurtam Tadandaram Deva Hudimada Tada Kardamayal Majam Manu Tal Sambandishuda Prayam Bhavada Agadado Mama Dakshaya Brahmaputraya Prasudim Bhagavan Manu Prayachadal Krita Sargam Srilokyam Vidado Mahan యాకర్దమసుదా ప్రోక్తానవ బ్రహ్మర్షివత్నయ తాసాం ప్రసూది ప్రసవం ప్రోచ్యమానం నిపోతమే. పత్నీ మరీజేస్తు కళా సుషువే కర్దమాత్మజ కశ్యపం పూర్ణిమానం చయోరాపూరితం జగ పూర్ణిమాసూద విరజం విశ్వకం చ పరం తవ దేవకుల్యాం హరే పాదశౌచాద్యాభూల్సరిద్దివ అత్రే బద్దన సూయాంత్రంజ్ఞే స్వయశసస్సుదాన్ దత్తం దుర్వాససం సోమం ఆత్మేష బ్రహ్మ సంభవాన్. శ్రీ విదుర ఉవాచ అత్రేర్గ్రహే సురశ్రేష్టాస్తిత్యుల్పత్యందహేదవా కించిచ్చీర్షవో జాత ఏదదాఖ్యాహి మే గురో. శ్రీ మైత్రే ఉవాచ బ్రహ్మణ నోదిత సృష్ట అత్ర బ్రహ్మవిదాంబర సహ పత్న్యాయ వృక్షం కులాద్రిం తపసి స్థిత తస్మిన్ ప్రసూనస్తవ కబల స్తవకబలాశాశోకగానని వార్విస్త్రవద్భిరుల్పృష్టే దుర్వింధ్యాయా సమంధత. ప్రాణాయామేన సంయమ్య మనోవర్షశతం ముని అధిష్టదేకపాదేన నిర్ద్వందో అనిల భోజన శరణం ప్రపద్యేహం య ఏవ జగదీశ్వర ప్రజమాత్మా సమం మహ్యం ప్రయచ్చత్తి చింతయన్. తప్యమానం త్రిభువనం ప్రాణాయామైదసాగ్నిన నిర్గదేన ముని అమోదన సమీక్ష ప్రభవస్త్రయ అప్సరో ముని గంధర్వ సిద్ధ విద్యాధరోరగై విదాయమానేషస మానేషసస్తదాశ్రమదం యయు తల్ప్రాదుర్భావ సంయోగం విద్యోదితమనామిని ఉత్తిష్టన్నేకపాదేన దదర్శ భుదర్షభాన్ ప్రణమ్య దండవల్ భూమా ఉపదస్తి అర్హణాంజలి వృషహంస సువర్ణస్థాన్ స్వై స్వైశ్చినైన్యశ్చ చిన్నిదాన్ కృపావలోకేనాసద్ వదనేనోవలంబిన తద్రోజిషా ప్రతిహదే నిమీల్యాము నిరక్షిణి చేదస్థల్ ప్రౌణమింజనస్థావ్య సంహదాంజలి శ్లష్ణయా సూక్తయా వాజా సర్వలోకగరీయస. అత్రిరువాచ విశ్వోద్భవస్థితిలయేషు విభజ్యమానిర్మాయాగుణైరనియుగం విగృహీత దేహ తే బ్రహ్మ విష్ణుగిరిశా ప్రణదోస్మ్యహం వస్తేభ్యక ఏవ భవదామ ఇహోభూత. ఏకో మయేహ భగవాన్ వివిధ ప్రదాని చిత్తీకృత ప్రజననాయ కథం ను యూయం అత్రాగదాస్తనుమృదాం మనసో విదూర బ్రూద ప్రసీదత మహానిహ విస్మయో మే. శ్రీమైత్రయవాజ ఇది దశవజ శ్రుత్వాత్రయస్తే విభుదర్షభ ప్రత్యాహు శ్లష్ణయా వాజ ప్రహస్యతమృషిం ప్రభో. శ్రీదేవా ఊచు యథాకృతస్తే సంకల్ప భావ్యం తేనైవ నాన్యథ ససంకల్ప సదే బ్రహ్మణ్ యద్వై ధ్యాయతి దే వయం అదాస్వదంశ భూతాస్తే ఆత్మజాలోక విశ్రుత భవిదారోంగ భవిదోరోంగ భద్రం దే విశ్రప్స్యంతి చదే యశ ఏవం కామవరం దత్వా ప్రతిజగ్మ సురేశ్వర సవాజిదోస్తయో సంయద్ధం ప్రత్యుర్మిషదోస్తా సోమో భూల్బ్రహ్మణోంశేన దత్తో విష్ణుస్తి యోగవి దుర్వాసా శంకరస్యాంశో నిభోద అంగిరస ప్రజా శ్రద్ధ్వా త్వంగిరస పత్ని చదస్రోసూదగన్యగా సీవాలి కుహూరాక చతుర్థినిమదీస్తద తల్పుత్రావర పరామస్వం ఖ్యాతో స్వారోజిషోందరే ఉతత్యో భగవాన్ సాక్షాల్ బ్రహ్మిష్ఠశ్చ బృహస్పతి. పులస్థ్యో అజనయల్పత్యాగస్త్యం చ హవిర్భువి సో అన్యజన్మని దహ్రాగ్నిర్ విశ్రవాశ్చ మహాతవ తస్యక్షపతిర్దేవా కుబేర ఇడవిడాస్తుదా రావణ కుంభకర్ణశ్చ తథాన్యాస్యాం విభీషణ పులహస్య దర్బార్యా త్రినసూదసదీ త్రీనసూదసుదీ సదీ సుతాన్ కర్మశ్రేష్టం వరీయాంసం సహిష్ణుం చ మహామతే. క్రతువర విక్రియా భార్య వాలఖిల్యాన సూయద కృషీన్ షష్టి సహస్రాణి జ్వలదో బ్రహ్మ తేజస ఊర్జాయాం జజ్ఞిరే పుత్ర వశిష్ఠస్య వరం తవ చిత్రకేతు ప్రధానాస్తే సప్త బ్రహ్మర్షయోమల చిత్రకేతు సురోజిశ్చ విరజామిత్రయేవ చ ఉల్బణో వసుప్రద్యానో ఉద్యమాన్ శక్త్యాదయో పరే. చిత్తిస్వధర్మణ పత్ని లేభే పుత్రం తదవ్రతం తద్యశ్చమశ్వశిరస మృగోర్వంశం నిభోదమే. భృగుఖ్యాత్యాం మహాభాగా పత్న్యాం పుత్ర నజీ జనల్ ధాతారం చ విధాతారం శ్రియం చ భగవల్ పరాం ఆయతిం నీతిం చైవ సుదే మేరుస్తయోరదాల్ తాభ్యాం తయోరభవదాం మృగండ ప్రాణమేవ చ. మార్కండేయో మృగండస్య ప్రాణాదేదశిర వేదశిరామిని కవిశ్చ భార్గవో యస్య భగవాన్ శనాసుతాం తేదే ముయక్షత్రలోకాన్ సర్గైరభావ ఏష కర్తమ దౌహిత్ర సంధాన కథితస్తవ శృణుద శ్రద్ధదానస్య సద్య పాపహర పరా ప్రసూది మానవీం దక్ష ఉపయేమి అజాల్మజాం తస్యాం ససర్జ దుహిదర షోడశామలలోచన త్రయోదశాధా ధర్మాయ తథైకామగ్నయే విభో పితృభ్యామేకాం యుక్తేభ్యో భవాయేకాం భవచ్చితే. శ్రద్ధా మైత్రీ దయా శాంతి తుష్టి పుష్టి క్రియోన్నది బుద్ధిర్మేతాతిదిషాఖీర్మూర్తిర్ధర్మస్య వత్నయ శ్రద్ధా సూదశుభం మైత్రీ ప్రసాదమభయం దయా శాంతి సుఖం ముదం తుష్టి స్మయం పుష్టిరసూయద యోగం హ్యోనదిర్దర్పమర్థం బుద్ధిరసూయద మేధాస్మృతిం దీక్షాదుక్షేమం క్రీ ప్రశ్రయం సుతం मूर्ति सर्वमोहपत्र नर नारायण ऋषि एवर जन्मन्यदो विश्वाभ्यनंदल सनिरुवर्दम अनामसि कुकुबोवादा प्रसेदुस्सरिदो द्रया दिव्यवाद्यंदधुर्याणी पेदु कुस्मवृष्टया पुनयस्तुष्टुवस्तुष्टा जगुर्गंधर्वगिन्नरा नृत्यन्ति स्म स्त्रियो देव्यमासील परममंगलम देवा ब्रह्मादे सर्वे उपदस्तुरभीष्टवै देवा ऊजो यो माया विरचितं जयाल्पनीदं खेरूपमेदमिव तल् प्रतिचक्षणाय एतेन धर्मसदने ऋषिमूर्तिनाद्यं प्रादुश्चकार पुरुषाय नमः परस्मै स्वयं स्थिति विधिकरापशामाय सृष्टान् सत्त्वेन स्वर्गणानुमेय तत्त्वं दृश्यादब्रगरुणेन विलोकनेन यच्छ्रीनिकेतममलं क्षिपतारविन्दम् एवं सुरगणैस्तादा भगवन्तावभीष्टदो लब्धावलोकैर्यदुरर्चितो गन्धमाधनम् ता विमो वै भगवतो हरेरंशा विहागदौ भारव्याय च भुवा कृष्णाय दुगुरुद्वहौ स्वहाभिमानिनश्चाग्ने आत्मजांसेन जीजनल् पावकं पवमानं च शुचिं च हुतभोजनम् तेभ्योऽग्नयः समभवं चत्वारिंशच्च पञ्चज तवेगेन पञ्चाशल् साकं पितृपितामहै वैधानिके कर्मणि यन्नाम विर्ब्रह्मवादिभिः आग्नेयमिष्टयो इति निरूप्यन्ते अग्नयस्तुते अग्निष्वत्वबर्हिषद सौम्या पितरमाज्यव साग्नयो अनग्नयस्तेषां पत्नी दाक्षायणी स्वथा तेभ्यो ददार कन्ये द्वे वैनां धारिणीं स्वधा उभे दे ब्रह्मवादिन्यो ज्ञान विज्ञान भारगे भवस्य पत्नी दुसनी भवं देवमनुव्रता आल्पनसदृशं पुत्रं न लेभे गुणशीलता पितर्य प्रतिरूपे स्वभावायानागसैरुष अप्रौढैवाल्पनात्मानम् अजहाद्योगसंयुधा श्रीमद्भागवते महापुराणे पारमहंस्यां संहितायां चतुर्थस्कन्धे विदुरमैत्रेय संवादे प्रथमोऽध्यायः सर्वत्र गोविन्द नाम संकीर्तनम् गोविन्द गोविन्द द्वितीये प्रथमाध्यायो वक्षिप्त भवदक्षयो विद्वेषे वर्ण्यते हेतु विश्वसृज्ञ संभवाम् बिटर रिलेशनशिप बिटवीन दक्ष प्रजापति एंड शिवा लॉर्ड शिवा दैट वाज स्पोकन इन द लास्ट चैप्टर एंड नाउ इन द सेकंड चैप्टर how did this start between Daksha and Lord Shiva? That happened in the great sacrifice performed by the Prajapatis, Vishwasrishta. So, that is what is discussed in this second chapter. How it all developed into such enmity between Daksha and Lord Shiva. Shri Vidura Vaja Bhaveshi Lavadam Shreshte Daksho Duhidruvalsala Vidveshamagrol Kasma Anadratyalpajam Sadim कस्थम चराचरगुरुम निर्वैरम शांत विग्रहम आत्मारामम कदम द्वेष्टि जगदो दैवतम महल एतदाज्ञा हि मे ब्रह्मन् जामादु सुशिरस्य च विद्वेषस्तेद प्राणां सत्यदे सत्यजे दुस्त्यजान् सति मैत्रेय वाजा पुरा विश्वसृजाम सत्रैमहमेदा परमर्षया तथा अमरगणा सर्वे सानुगोमनयो अग्नया तत्र प्रविष्टम ऋषयो दृष्ट्वार्कमिवरो जिषा विराजमानं विधिमिरं कुर्वन्तं तन्महल् सदाः उददृष्टं सदस्यास्ते सुधिष्णेभ्य सहाग्नया हृदे विरिञ्जं सर्वं च तल्भासा क्षिप्तचेतसा सदसस्पतिवर्दक्षो भगवान् साधुसल्कृदा अजं लोकगुरुं नत्वा विषसाद तदा ज्ञेया प्राङ् निषण्णमृडं दृष्ट्वा नामशतनादृदा उवाचवां चक्षुर्भ्याम् अभिवीक्षदहन्निव श्रूयतां ब्रह्मर्षयो मे सह देवा सहाग्नया साधूनां ब्रुवतो वृत्तम् आज्ञानां जमल्सहा अयं दि लोकबालानां निशोग्नो निरवत्र वा सल्भिराचरितपन्थायेन स्तब्धेन दूषिता एष मे शिशिरतां प्राप्तो यन्मे दुहितरग्रहील् पाणिं विप्राग्निमुखद सावित्र्यामिव साधुवल् गृहीत्वा मृगशाभाक्ष्यां पाणिं मर्कटलोचन प्रत्युत्थानाविवादार्हे वाजाप्यकृतनोचितम् लुप्तक्रियाया शुजये मानिने भिन्नसेतवे अनिच्छन्नप्यदां बालां शूद्र शूद्रायेवोषधीं गिरं प्रेतावासेषु घोरेषु प्रेतैर्भूतगणैर्वृथा अडत्युन्मत्तवन्नग्नो व्युप्तकेशो हसन् रुदन् चिदाभस्मकृतस्नानं प्रेतस्रंसक्स्थिभूषणा शिवापदेशो अशिवो मत्तो मत्तजनप्रिया मती प्रमथभूतानां तमो मात्रात्मकाल्पनां तस्मान्मादनादाय नष्टशौचाय दुर्हृते दत्ताभमया साध्वी चोदिते परमेष्टिना
Shri Maitreya Vaja Vinindeyam Sangirisham Apradimam Avasthidam Dakshodhavu Vaspriśya Kruddha Shaptam Rajakrame Ayam Dudevajanam Indro Vendra Adivir Bhava Sahabhagam Nalabhadam Devir Devaganathama Nishidhyamanasa Sadasya Mukher Dakshu Giritra Ivisujya Shabham Tasma Advinishkrame Vivurdhamanyur Jagama Kauriyavyanisham Niketanam Vitnyaya Shabham Girishanuga Granir Nandishuru Roshakashaya Dushida Dakshaya Shabham Visasarjadarunam Echa Numodam Stadava Chudam Dvijaham Ya Eden Martimuddisha Bhagavati Prati Druhi Druhyatrijna Pratat Krishti Sattudo Vimukho Bhavel Griheshu Guda Dharmeshu Sakto Gryame Sukhechaya Karmadandram Vidanude Vedavada Vivannati Buddhya Parabhidhyayanya Vispradal Pagadipashu Sri Kamastostadidaram Dakshobastamukho Jiral Vidya Buddhira Vidyayan Karmamayamasau Jada Samsarandihaye Jamu Anusharva Avamaninam Girashudaya Bushpinya Madugandhena Burina Madhna Chunmadidalpanam Samukhyandu Haradusha Sarva Bhatsha Dvijavurte Drada Vidya Tapovrada Vita Dehendriya Ramaya Chaga Vijarandhiha Tasevam Dadadashabam Shutva Dvijagulaya Vai Bhragu Pratyasajachabam Brahmadandam Duratyayam Bhava Bradadara Yeja Ejadan Samanu Brada Pashandinaste Bhavandu Sachrasta Paribandhina Nashta Shauja Mutadiyo Jada Basma Sidharina Vishandu Shivadikshayam Yatradevam Sura Savam Brahmaja Brahmanam Shaiva Yadhyuyam Vajanthada Setum Vidharanam Samada Pashandama Ashridaha Esha Evahi Loganam Shivapanthasanadana Yapurvejani Sandhastu Yel Pramanam Janardana Tal Brahma Brahmam Shandam Sadam Varma Sanatanam Grahayada Vashandam Devam Moyatra Bhudarad Tasevam Vidada Shavam Raghosa Bhagavan Bhava Nishakramada Kinjil Vimana Ivasanuga Tebi Visurja Satram Sahasravari Valsan Samvidaya Maheshwasa Yatrejya Rushabho Hari Apulutyava Bhadam Yatra Ganga Yamanayan Vida Virajain Atmana Sarve Swam Swam Dhamma Yuyustada Srimad Bhagavade Mahapurane Paramahamsyam Samhidayam Chaturthaskande Dakshashapo Nama Didiyodhyayaha Sarvatra Govinda Nama Sankirtanam Govinda Govinda. So, in the fourth canto, Maitreya Maharshi is going to talk about the family tree or the lineage of Swayambhu Manu. So it is in that direction this discussion begins between Vidura and Maitreya. As we saw before, that Swayambhu Manu had three daughters, isn't it? Akudi, Devahudi and Prasudi. In that we heard about the history of the daughter of the middle, Devahudi. Devahudi's history is what we have seen in the third canto, Devahudi's story. And from Devahudi, Kapila Maharshi appeared. Kapila Vasudev, or who taught Kapilam or Sankhyam to us. So Kapilavadaram, Kapila Maharshi's appearance was discussed in that Devahudi Devi story. Now we have to talk about others also. What happened to Akuti and Prasuti, isn't it? Devahudi had nine daughters, and these nine daughters were married to nine great personalities also, isn't it? They were all direct children of Lord Brahma. Mariji, Atri, Angiras, Pulasthya, Pulahakradu, Bhrugu, Vasishta, Dakshascha. So these nine children of Brahma, they married these nine daughters of Devahudi Devi. And from those nine families, Lord Brahma's nine children with daughters, nine daughters of Kardam Prajapati, Devahudi Devi's daughters, from their nine families, if you want to expand on that, you will require another Bhagavatam for that. It's that big, that expansion of that family. Very, very great personalities, both the daughters as well as their husbands, isn't it? So that is why in a very limited way it is spoken in the Bhagavatam, not gone in detail. The eldest daughter was Akuti. Ruji Prajapati married Akuti, and in that Ruji Prajapati is married to Akuti, there is Yavadaram happening. Krishna appeared as the Yajna-purusha in that. That is also mentioned there. Then there is Prasuti. This Prasuti is the third daughter of Manu. Manu's third daughter. Akuti, Devahuti, Prasuti. Prasuti is the third daughter. So Dakshaprajapati married this Prasuti. That's from there the problem all begins. Dakshaprajapati married Prasuti, and Dakshaprajapati is Brahma's son. And in Prasuti, Daksha had 16 daughters, were born from that marriage, 16 daughters. Out of that 16, 13 daughters were married by Dharma Deva. Dharma Prajapati or Dharmadeva married 13 daughters out of the 16. And it is in that marriage that Naranarayana Avadaram happened. Naranarayana Krishi appeared in that. So you can see in all these marriages there is appearance of Krishna also in some form or the other. Ruji Prajapati, Dharma Prajapati, and from Naranarayana Avadaram happened, and Yajna Avadaram happened, and there Kapila Avadaram happened. So Avadaram is continuously happening. In the Srimad Bhagavatam you will see in the early appearances of these marriages. From the early marriages, Krishna has appeared in different forms, in different marriages. So all of them are great personalities, all these people. But not being spoken separately a lot in detail about that in Bhagavatam, it's not given so much importance. But if you read the other Puranams, you will see some of their greatness. And Mahalakshmi also appeared in one of these avatarams there. So Manu's family, in other words, is a very important family. That's what it means. It's trying to tell us that Manu's family is a very important family. And after that, out of that 16, 13 was married to Dharma Prajapati. And then two daughters were married to Pitrudevadas. They were married to Pitrudevadas. Agnishwartha, Somapa, they are all Pitrudevadas. So total 15. And then the last daughter, 16th daughter, she is Sati, Sati Devi. Sati Devi is Daksha's daughter, and Sati was married to Lord Shiva. Was married to Lord Shiva. You will see there in the first chapter, at the end of the first chapter. It is just that what is spoken there is that the family tree, you can say, more or less how all these things happened. So in the last verse, more or less, the last verse in that, yes. Pitarya pratirube se, last verse in the first chapter. Pitarya pratirube se, bhavayan agase rusha, aproudhai valpan alpanam ajahad yoga samyuda. The last verse says, there, isn't it? So sad thing was that, Sati Devi got married, but unfortunately, Sati Devi didn't have a married life proper, didn't have children. That was the worst part. Everybody else had children, Sati Devi didn't have children. So, that is why, got married, but there were no children. And that happiness, Sati Devi didn't have. Sati Devi didn't have. So, what happened was, before children were born, Sati Devi had to give up her body. And the reason for that was this enmity between Shiva and Daksha. Shiva and Daksha. Enmity between Shiva and Daksha. You can see that what can a woman do if the husband and the father fight each other? She is in the middle. Isn't it? She is in the middle between the husband and the father. For a woman, in them days, today it's better not to talk about this, it's all different now. But in them days, that for a woman, the most important relationship is one, her connection with home, with the father, mother, and the other, the connection with the husband. Isn't it? So, if they start fighting each other, it's very difficult, her situation. Therefore, she cannot take father's side and she also cannot take husband's side. Nowadays, when fight starts, you have to take some side, isn't it? You get into trouble.
Otherwise, you are in trouble. If you can't stay aloof from both. So, she is also caught up in that situation that she can't leave both of them, either of them, either the husband or the father. Then what is the best thing she thought? Best thing is to give up the body. That's what she thought. So, this is how it happened. This is how it happened. Because Lord Shiva and Daksha have started fighting each other and developed a relationship into such difficult that Saridevi found it very hard. She has lost all connection with home. After all, she had her mother, brother, sisters and father, everyone there. And then this side, husband, a great personality like Lord Shiva there. What do you do in between the two? You are caught up there. So Saridevi finally thought the best thing is to give up the body. And that's what she did. At that time, and Maitreya Maharshi stopped there. Vidura said to Maitreya Maharshi, that's not good enough. That, don't rush now. I would like to hear that story. Why did this happen? To a great personality like Lord Shiva, how come Daksha developed an enmity towards him? There's some of the verses there, if you read about Lord Shiva, you can imagine who he is. You look at that. Kastvam chara chara gurum. Second chapter. Second verse. Kastvam chara chara gurum. Nurvairam shanda vigraham. Alma ramam katham dveshti. Jagado daivadam mahal. That's him. That is the Shiva's position. Chara chara kastvam chara chara gurum. He is Jagadguru. Kastvam chara chara gurum. Then, Nirvairam, he has no enemies towards enmity towards anybody. Shanda Vigraham, he is in such a transcendental state all the time. Alparamam, always completely situated in the self. We will be seeing about the Dakshinamurti Sotram when we study in the July, end of July, in the 2 weeks. The Dakshinamurti appears here. In this chapter you will see, when Brahma goes to see Shiva, it is that Dakshinamurti who is talking to them. So, Alma Ramam Katham Dveshti Jagadam Daivado Mahal. How could someone develop an enmity towards a personality like Lord Shiva? This Vidura could not understand. He says, how could such a thing happen? So, it was at that time, Lord Shiva does not get angry. That is his nature. There is nobody else who never gets angry like Lord Shiva. And not only that, he is Kastvam Charachara Gurum. He is the Jagadguru of the whole creation, Dakshinamurti. And to that Shiva, how did this enmity build up with Daksha? That was the question. So, that too, a situation to develop in such a way that Sati Devi had to give up her body. So that means the situation is very serious, isn't it? A relationship to build up in such a way between Daksha Prajapati and Lord Shiva and to develop into such extreme that Saridevi had to give up her body. So that was the question that I would like to hear that Vidraya says to Maitreya in detail. Why did this happen? So that is why this story begins from there. That is how this Dakshayagam story came up. So, there was nothing, no other reason between Daksha and Shiva. Daksha Prajapati had one problem, Dehabhimanam. Identification with the body, strong identification with the body. That was Daksha's problem. And remember this, Daksha is a Vaishnava. Daksha is a Vaishnava. He will not accept Shiva. Daksha is a Vaishnava. And this is what has happened to him. That Daksha says there, that ahangaram inside, Daksha Prajapati is ahangaram inside, dehabhimanam. Dehabhimanam means identification with the body. Too strong the identification with the body. Thinking himself to be the authority in everything. So, and the reason for that, how did this ahangaram build up in Daksha? First thing was, son of Lord Brahma. That's enough, isn't it? Brahma's direct son. Then, due to that birth, that aristocratic feeling, aristocracy, you can say, born in Brahma's son directly, then you can't have a higher aristocratic nature than that in this world, isn't it? So, due to that, ahangaram, false ego in Daksha.
Secondly, because he was one of the last child, more or less the last one, that Brahma took too much attachment towards him and patted him a lot. When you have many children, the last one will get the maximum attention. And normally that develops into problems also. So that's what has happened. Dakshastu dhadi adilalanaya, excessive attachment to that child. So, because Daksha was also a little intelligent one, expert he was in many things. So that has become the second reason for his ego, to ahankaram to build up in Daksha. That Brahma gave him a lot more, shown a lot more affection towards him. So that become another problem for to become Daksha puffed up ego. Then his name itself is Daksha. Daksha means that clever, expert in everything. So all these things, three things, became a cause for his ahankaram to build up inside in Daksha. What happened? Daksha started thinking, nobody is equal to me. This is what happened. Nobody is equal to me. Daksha thought like that. And with that ego, what happened was that you can see, if you have a lot of people in the family, and if you have someone who is loved by everybody and respected by everyone, and parents have given too much affection, and added to that this aristocratic feeling also, all these things together, the ahankaram grew very strong in him. So you can see this happens in many families, if you observe this. In many families this do happen, that some member of the family will receive all the attention, and it happens that he happened to be very clever as well, expert. And then already the sufficient ahankaram inside, because he's born in a rich family or in a very well-known family, due to that ahankaram builds up inside. Without his knowledge it builds up in a natural way. So once happened was Vishwasrishti. Bhagavatam says Vishwasrishti. That means they are the personalities for the benefit of the world, they perform sacrifices. So they are responsible for the protection of this creation. Vishwasrishti Karta, they are called. Vishwasrishti. They are the demigods, responsible for the protection of this creation. And they, along with the rishis together, they had a meeting. A meeting happened between the rishis, maharshis, and these Vishwasrishti Kartas. And in that meeting, they decided Daksha should be the chief guest of honor. He should be the person who will run that meeting, and he will be the guest of honor in that meeting. They decided among themselves, because Daksha was known among them, everybody, very well. And who decided that? Brahma decided. Brahma regrets for all this later, after what he has done. So, big assembly, and everyone came to the meeting. So, for example, that they probably started the meeting 10 o'clock, they meant to start the meeting. By 9:45, everybody has come and sat in the meeting for the meeting to start. And in that meeting, Lord Brahma is there, Vishnu has also come, Shiva was also there. They have all come and occupied their seats in the meeting. But Daksha thinks himself very big. So what happened to him? Daksha thought, I am bigger than all of them. So what did he do? Not only that, Daksha's understanding, which today also people have got, a lot of people, if he is the chief guest, he should not come on time. He should come a little later. Keep everybody waiting for some time. Only after that you should come. Otherwise you are not chief, are you? You become a chief only if you keep everybody waiting, half an hour, 45 minutes, 1 hour, and then come and then tell you all your problems, why you were delayed, traffic problem or meeting problem or whatever. In all meetings you will see this. They'll have to give their excuses for that. Their prarabdham they'll say to everybody, everything what has happened. So if you are a adhyaksha or chief guest like that, daksha knows how to do it very well. So daksha didn't turn up on time. Brahma is waiting, Vishnu is waiting, Shiva is waiting. And all other these great personalities, rishis are waiting. Daksha says, let them all wait. I am the chief guest, I'll come at my own time. So daksha walks in and others are waiting. They're all waiting and daksha walks in. Then daksha says to him that when he walked in, everybody got up. Everybody got up. You will see the sixth verse. How the whole scene you have to imagine in your own mind. Then only you will enjoy that. What's happened among them, these great personalities, what they do. Udadishtan sadasya, sixth verse. Udadishtan sadasyaaste sutishnebhya sahagnaya. Hrade virinjam sharvamja talbha sashipta chetasa. There is something interesting here in these verses. Shuga Brahmashi is also sometimes a little bit clever in while talking about these great personalities. How he put it? He says there, Krude virinjam sharvamcha. Three people did not get up, he says. Three people did not get up. But while saying these three people, he only mentioned about Brahma and Shiva. Vishnu he didn't mention. Vishnu he didn't mention about that. So Shiva and Brahma did not get up. That's all mentioned there. About Mahavishnu, he didn't say anything because Mahavishnu is there. He is there in the meeting. But you don't know when you read it whether Shuga Brahmarshi is clever or Mahavishnu is clever. Who has done the clever thing? How they manage the situation. But either of them said anything. Mahavishnu didn't say anything. Shuga Brahmarshi also didn't say anything. Mahavishnu, what he did, he just showed like this and got up like this and sat. Daksha is noticing all these things. That's the interesting thing. He just showed up like this. Little bit got up to say that I'm respecting you. That. In that. We all do the same thing, isn't it? In these meetings, people do all these kind of things. So, somehow he managed it like that. Mahavishnu managed it in that way. Sometimes, in order to avoid confrontation, you have to do little things like this. Mahavishnu is very expert in all these things. So Mahavishnu did that and solved the problem. Once it so happened, two people who were fully drunk, they were coming back from the pub. And I'm sorry, these examples are interesting. I know it's not good to talk about this pub, but in the Bhagavatam class, but still, they were drunk. And they were arguing each other. So in the sky, sun or moon were shining there. One of them. You don't know what it is. So they started arguing each other. That's moon, he said. The other one said, no, it's the sun, he said. Both of them are lost. So they started arguing, very bitterly they were arguing, whether it's sun or moon in the sky. Argument developed in that way. By chance, one pedestrian was walking through that way. They caught him. They told him, come here, he said. They said, both of them together. So this person thought, what are they up to now? Both are drunk. What is the sense in talking to them, you're saying? So both these two of them, who were drunk, they started attacking him, telling him, tell us now whether it is sun or the moon. This was the argument going on between the two. So what did he say? He knew that if I say it's sun, the other one will beat me. If I say it's the moon, this one will beat me. So what is the answer to this? How do you escape from this situation? But he was an intelligent person. He thought about it and he told them that I don't come from this place, he said. I don't come from this place. I'm from somewhere else, so I don't know what it is, he said. If I'm from here only, then you can ask me whether it's sun or the moon. In that way he escaped. So similarly, Mahavishnu did the same thing there. In the assembly, he also did the same thing. So he realized that if I don't say something, I will get into trouble. So he managed it that way. Mahavishnu did exactly the same thing. But and when Daksha was arriving, prior to that, the music and all the instruments were played because a great personality is coming. So Mahavishnu gave an impression that I am respecting Daksha in that way. So the way Mahavishnu got up was, I am fed up of sitting, you know, in that way, got up. In that way. Also it's a mark of respect to Daksha in that way. But Mahavishnu had no intention to respect Daksha. Mahavishnu knew what kind of person he was. So if I do not respect him, then he will get upset. Daksha will get upset about it. So what did Daksha think at that time? Daksha says, Mahavishnu has got up seeing me, but Shiva and Brahma both are sitting there. They are straightforward people, both of them, Brahma and Shiva. They don't know all these dealings, what Mahavishnu was dealing with them. They sat down. When Daksha got him, the way he walks in, head held very high, and as though he say, big personality. And he was looking at the whole audience who were sitting there, and he noticed these two personalities having got up, Shiva and Brahma. He got angry, why they didn't get up. And he told everybody, as a chief guest, because everybody else got up, everyone can sit only after he sits down, isn't it? So Daksha came and sat and looked at the screen, and he saw these two are still sitting there, Vishnu and Shiva, Brahma and Shiva sitting there, and he told everybody to sit down. Everyone to sit down. But he was angry. Why this disrespect towards me? So he had his speech, he has to make his speech. And Daksha says, I'm not saying this, he said, due to my pride or to my anger, but everybody should understand the situation very well. Therefore I am saying this. Brahma I can understand, he is my father, I don't expect him to get up. What about the Shiva? He says, that's how he turned against him. It developed in this way, why did he not get up when I came in, he said. And after that, he says to him that Brahma, I can forgive him because he is my father after all. But who is this Shiva? He is married to my daughter, isn't it? In that way, I am more or less his guru also because he is my son-in-law. I am the father-in-law. He is a son-in-law, isn't it? So when he sees me, he should have got up, isn't it? So he does not know how to behave properly. He started abusing Shiva in that meeting. He stays in the cemetery. Friends are all the ghosts and evil spirits. And what? How he abused, you look at that. In the 12th verse he mentions there, that Grihitva Mrgashabhakshya Panim Markada Lojana. Markada Lojana means his eyes are like the monkeys. Monkey's eyes. And pratyuttana abhivadarke vaja apyakrata nochitam. He's talking about Lord Shiva, Markada Lojana. And earlier you will see Shivam Nirvairam Shanta Vigraham. Even though Daksha abused like this, Shiva doesn't have any enmity towards Daksha. Shanta Vigraham, very peaceful inside, isn't it? So Shiva sat there smiling at this whole lecture, what Daksha has given. Even a slight trace of anger was built up in Shiva's mind. He thought, Shiva thought that someone who is so stupid and lack of intelligence, he will talk like this. And if you start jumping up and down for all these things, then you will not have time for anything else. You'll be only fighting with people all the time if you have to respond to all these kind of accusations. So, this kind of incidents always happens, you will see. Once a great sannyasi, very great personality, sannyasi, he was traveling by train. And someone who didn't like these sannyasis so much, who used to think very bad about the sannyasis, when he saw he was a person highly employed in a government service in a high position, and when he saw this young man dressed up in saffron and sitting in the train, they were traveling in the same train, that he got upset with him, unnecessarily got angry with him, and he says to him that such a lazy person doesn't want to do any work in this world, And can he not find some job and do some work and make a proper living? So many things abusing that sannyasi he spoke. The sannyasi just smiled. And he didn't get upset about it. He just kept quiet. So he was getting more angry. This person who abused, he got more angry that he was not answering anything. So finally he asked him, "You have nothing to say about it. Do you agree with me what I said?" He said to the sannyasi. So sannyasi says to him that, "I have nothing to say. If you do insist, I have something to tell you," he said. "But if you do insist..." "What is that?" "So instead of abusing me so much, for the last 10-15 minutes, if you had given me some few rupees so that I could go and eat something, that would have been very nice." He said, "I'm not saying that you have to give it," he said. "But it would have been nice if you had done it. But I'm not asking for that," he said. "And imagine that, not that you have given it to me," he said. "Imagine you have given it to me, 5 rupees. And if I don't accept it, what will you do?" he said. Sannyasi says to him, "Suppose you have given me 5 rupees, whatever. But if I'm not accepting it, what will you do with it?" he said. So that person said, "I'll put it back into my pocket," he said. He says, "That's exactly what you have to do," he said. "I've not accepted it," what you have said, "put it back into your pocket, your own pocket," he said. That's how he freed himself from that. So, therefore, when somebody says something, to give back to, if one somebody gives one, you give back to is easy. But to control the mind like the way Shiva controlled, and that sannyasi controlled, that's more difficult, isn't it? That's more difficult. So Daksha got very upset after this. When Shiva didn't say anything, Daksha got more upset. And even though I have said all these things, Lord Shiva has not responded to that, he said. And what did Daksha do? Daksha decided at that day, from now on, Shiva will not be offered prasadam with all the other demigods. Daksha decided that in the meeting. Gave a strong curse in that way. Then from now on, you will not be given food with prasadam with everybody else. In them days it was important that with whom you will take prasadam. They were not very democratic like the way today. So nowadays it is not like that, isn't it? Nowadays they make everyone like a beggar to stand with a plate in the hand. And they will give you the food. And if you get it, you are fortunate. People are also accepting that in that way. Nobody is asked to sit down properly and serving prasadam. That habit is gone from us. It is quite acceptable now, whatever we call it, buffet or whatever it is. That's the system now. That put everybody on a line and like the refugees come from somewhere else, stand there with a plate in the hand and whatever your turn comes, you'll get it and you find somewhere else to sit and eat whatever that's been given. So that's the way it is. So it was decided like that. Mahadeva, Lord Shiva is not having any more prasadam with others. They decided, excommunicated him from the demigods. So anyway, Shiva did not bother all these things, doesn't disturb him. Kastum Charajara Gurum Nurvairam Shantavigraham Atma Ramam. This is Lord Shiva. How is he going to get affected by all these things? So, and if he wanted something, he could have done that. After all, who is he? Samhara Rudra, isn't it? Samhara Rudra. That means if he gets angry, then that's the end of everything, isn't it? The whole creation can be burned. If the third eye opens, that is what happens at the time of devastation. When the third eye opens, with that the fire from that burns the whole creation. So he could not open the third eye. If he does open the third eye, it's finished. Including Daksha, everything is gone from here. He got up and walked away from there. Shiva got up and walked away from there. His Mandikeshwara, who come with him, he has... could not bear this, what has happened there. he thought, if somebody is abusing like this, Lord Shiva, it must have its own reaction. He decided, Nandikeshwara.
And he is the chief among the Shiva Bhudas, among the Buddha Bhudas, they were accompaniment, Lord Shiva's chief army. He is one of the chief among them. He got up and spoke to Daksha. He says that you have offended my master, Shiva, and that head what you have there, you won't be able to keep it for a very long time, Daksha's head. You will get, I'm giving this curse to you, he said, that you will reach a stage, you will get a goat's head there. That head will go and a goat's head will come there. And with that goat's head, you can wander around eating the goat leaves, like the goats eat, isn't it? Jackfruit and other leaves, they love that. And they can, you can live like that, eating the leaves with the goat's head, he said. Gave him one back to him. Like Daksha cursed his Shiva, and Nandikeshwara gave back to Daksha. So, in Daksha's party, the main person, one of them is Bhrigu, Mahalakshmi's father, Bhrigu. The difficulty here is, in this particular chapter, we can't say many things about many of these personalities. They're also big people. And they are the ones who are doing all these things. Bhrigu, Mahalakshmi, Daksha, they're all big, big persons. Lord Shiva, Brahma, they're all involved in this whole thing. So, because whatever you do, it will come back to you at the end. Isn't it? So, that some problem like that is there for this chapter. In this chapter. So, what did Bhrigu do? Bhrigu is a Vaishnava as well. Bhrigu gets up and gave a curse to all the Shaivites for the Shiva's devotees. These Shiva's devotees, he gave a very strong curse to them. He said, all of you will become Pashandis. It's there in the Bhagavad Gita, you can see. We'll all become Pashandis. Pashandis means sort of atheists. And so Nandikeshwara gave back another one, back to them. This between cursing is going on between these great, great people there. Nandikeshwara cursed back, not Daksha this time. He said, you're all addressing all these personalities, Bhrigu and others, so-called Brahmanas, he says to them, that including covering all the Brahmanas, he gave the curse to them, that even though you may develop tapashakti, tapasya, that power of austerities, which you have developed by chanting Gayatri, Sandhyavandanam, and all other anushtanam, what they perform, the Brahmanas, one day will come, you will start using them, and you will sell them to make a living. This is what has happened. You can see that happening, is it not? Often you will see this happening. They are known for their knowledge, renunciation, austerity, truthfulness. That is their power. And if it comes to a stage that they have to sell all these things to make a living, how unfortunate that is. Imagine that. That is the fall down of the Brahminical culture. Then Nandikeshwara cursed them like this. That their strength of austerity is high, isn't it? And penances, what they have performed, and their knowledge, and their renunciation. Above all, their detachment to things, and all these things, Nandikeshwara told them, one day you will sell this, because the wealth is so high, but if you have to sell that to get a little food and to make a living in this world, there is nothing worse than that. To acquire this power of austerity, strength, and power from the strength of austerities, that tapashakti like Kardama Prajapati did, it is so high, the value is so high. Now you have so much wealth, and if you have to sell that assets just to get some food in this world and to make a living in this world, that's not a very good business, is it? It's a very bad bargain for them. But it is Nandikeshwara's curse that way. You will see that in the second chapter, how Nandikeshwara said that to them. In the 26th verse, Sarva Bhaksha Dvijavrityai Dhridavidya Tapo Vradaha Vitta Dehendriya Rama Yachaka Vijarandiha. That is that curse. Very
powerful, wasn't it? So, in other words, even if they are engaged in austerities and penances and cultivating spiritual knowledge, that though that income from that, whatever that's coming from to them, that will be spent for maintaining the body and for recreation and purposes like that. Or in other words, material comforts. This was given to the Brahmana by Nandikeshwara. And therefore, many of the Brahmanas in today also knows this, that there is a curse like this on them. And it is important to know this, why these things are happening in this world. Sometime when you see in Kali Yuga, that when that Brahminical culture is getting destroyed, there is a reason behind these things, why it has happened. So, we can't expand this too much, because there are also great people. What can we say about that? Bhrigu got up from there, and he cursed all the Shaivas at that time. All Lord Shiva's devotees together, all together. He said, whoever has insulted the Brahmanas, and all of them will become Pashandis, that means the atheists, and there won't be any, they will go in that direction for their remaining life. In that way they cursed. You have to be very, very careful here, because this chapter is a very serious chapter. What's going to happen afterwards? What you have to remember is, Brahmanas who are in the Shaiva tradition or the Vaishnava tradition, both of them have acquired all these curses from Nandikeshwara and Bhrigu. That is on their head hanging already. So within that background, all these things are happening. So they can't do anything about it now. So that is how it has happened. So by now what has happened, the whole group of people there, they became two parties. One supporting Daksha and one supporting Shiva. Party spirit has started. See how quickly it happens? Party spirit happens there. So, and between the two parties it has become the issue, big issue. Now, this is like a United Nations, this meeting was. For the welfare of the world, this party, whole people have assembled together. And from this you can understand, if this has happened then, would it be any way different in what happens in United Nations? It's also a similar thing. That they come together with some noble ideals and purposes, but what happens there, and the idea is that it's all for the welfare of the world. But you can see what's going on in the world with these big meetings, what has happened. So mutually they cursed, heavily they cursed. And not only that, nowadays it's not only curse, we beat up each other. But them days, words were enough, because most of them had a lot of tapashakti. The power of austerities were there, all of them had a lot of austerities in them. So today, because we don't have any tapashakti, that strength is not there, we can't curse anybody. Even if you curse, nothing will happen. They also know that. Everybody knows that, isn't it? So that is why, them days, they just used the words to curse. Now what happens? Because we can't curse and there is no power, we take the shoes and slippers and tomatoes and rotten eggs, throw each other, and we show our anger in that way. In modern day, in parliaments, in assemblies, everywhere it's happening, these kind of things. United Nations also. So you can see how things have changed. Anyway, without any conclusions, that assembly was dispersed. That meeting was over. And after the meeting, they all went and bathed themselves. In the Shastram, you will see that last verse, if you look, Aplutya avabhradham yatra ganga yamina yanvita viraje alpana sarve som som dhama yuyustadha. After every great assembly, meeting, like for example, discussions on Srimad Bhagavatam for a long period of time, or any great sacrifices, there is a system called avabhradasnanam. Avabhradasnanam means all those who are participated go together and bathe in a holy river like Ganga or Yamuna or Kaveri, Saraswati, whatever it is, close by, and they all bathe together and come back. It is a normal system. Avabhradasnanam, it is called. Avabhradasnanam. That's why in the famous temples, ancient times, you will see a large temple tank around. Because if there is any big program in the temple, after the program is over, all those who are participating in the program, they go and bathe in the tank, at least in the tank. That was the system. So here also, that everyone went and bathed, because what happened in that assembly was not very laudable. Abusing each other, and so many curses have happened, it didn't go very well, the meeting. So that is what it is called, avabhradam. And the meeting was over. And this is how this enmity between Daksha and Shiva started. After that he stopped. And it is that once an enmity builds up, it will never go. It will keep growing, bigger and bigger and bigger. It's very difficult to wipe it out from inside once it is started. That is why you can see, first it develops as a chittavritti. It develops as a just a thought wave inside. And that line gets thicker. And then it becomes what is called vasana. It becomes a vasana inside. Once it has become a vasana, it has got life then. So that's what has happened here in Daksha's case. Not in Shiva's case. There is no vasanas in Shiva. Daksha's case, that's what has happened. It has become vasana. And later on, because it became too strong inside, it has become a samskaram inside. So it is in these three stages it happens. First a thought wave as chitavrati, begins as vasana and turns into samskaram. Once it has become vasana, then it has to things has to happen after that, which you will see in the next three chapters. Whole thing, what is discussed there, what happened to Daksha after that. Tritiyetu sadhi, Sridharajani Swami says there, Tritiyetu sadhi tadam yajna ulsava didrikshaya gamishyandi maheshena varita niti hedubhi. Sadhi Devi, that is Daksha's wife, she wanted to go and see Daksha. Daksha was performing a famous yajnam, sacrifice there. Big festival. And everybody was going for that. Sadhi Devi wanted to go. But Lord Shiva said, no, we don't go for that. He tried to tell her not to go. He didn't stop it. He told her not to go. Advised her not to go. That is discussed in this chapter, how that happened.
Shri Maitreya Vacham Sada Vidyashado Revam Kalo Vaidriyamanayo Jamadu Shushurasyabi Sumahanati Chakrame Yada Vishitto Dakshastu Brahmana Parameshtina Prajapadinam Sarvesham Adivatya Esmayo Bhaval Ishtuva Savajabeyena Brahmishtana Bhibhuyacha Brihaspati Savam Nama Samare Bhekradutamam Tasmin Brahmarshaya Sarve Devarshi Pridradevada Asankrita Sustena Stalpanyascha Sabartrigaha Taduba Shrityanabasi Kejaranam Brijalpadam Sadida Chayani Devi Vidurriyajamahol Savam Vrajandi Sarvadodighya Ubadeva Varastriya Vimanayana Sapreshta Nishkagandi Isuvasasa Drishtva Sunilaya Bhyashai Lavalakshir Mrishtakundala Padimbuda Padim Devam Aulsukyada Bhyabhashadam Satiruvaja Prajapadaste Shushurasya Sampradam Niryabhido Yajnam Holsava Kila Vayam Jatatra Visarama Vamate Yadaktida Yadaktidami Vibhuda Vrajandihi Tasmin Bhaginyoma Vartra Visvagair Vidruvam Gamishyandi Suhrdi Drakshava Aham Jatasmin Bhavada Abhigamaye Sahovanidam Paribarkamarhidam Tatra Sasarmenu Vartra Sammida Madrasha Soklinadiyam Jamadaram Drakshe Jirul Kandhamana Maharshibi Unniya Mananjamanda Dharadvajam Tvayeda Ashchiryamajal Pamayaya Vinirmidam Bhadi Gunatrayal Magam Tathapyaham Yoshida Tattva Vichade Dina Dhrakshe Bhavame Bhavakshitim. പശ്യപ്രയന്തീര ഭവാന്യയോഷിതോ അലങ്കൃതാകാന്ത സഖാവരോധശ യാ സംവ്രജദ്ഭി ശ്രീകണ്ഠമണ്ഡിതം നഭോ വിമാനേ കളഹംസ പാണ്ഡുഭി കഥം സുതായാ പിതൃഗേഹ കൗതുകം നിശമ്യ ദേഹാസുരവര്യനേങ്കദേ അനാഹുത അഭ്യഭിയന്തി സൗഹൃദം ഭർത്തുർഗുരോർ ദേഹകൃതശ്ചകേതനം തന്മേ പ്രസീഭേദമർത്യവാഞ്ചിതം കർത്തം ഭവാൻ കാരുണികോപദാർഹതി ത്വയാൽപനോർദേഹമദ്രവ്രജക്ഷുഷ നിരൂപിതമാനുഗ്രഹാണയാചിത ഋഷിരുവാചാവം ഗിരിത്രയയാഭിഭാഷിത പ്രത്യഭിദത്ത പ്രഹസൻ സുഹൃൽ പ്രിയ സംസ്മാരിതോ മർമ്മവിദ കുവാഗ്യഷിൻ യാനാഹകോ വിശ്വസൃജാം സമക്ഷത ശ്രീഭഗവാനുവാച ത്വയോദിതം ശോഭനമേവ ശോഭനേ അനാഹുതാപ്യഭിയന്തി ബന്ധുഷു തേ യജ്ഞനുൽപാദിത ദോഷദൃഷ്ടയോ ബലീയസാനാത്മിമതേന മന്യുന വിദ്യാ തപോ വിത്തവ പൂർവയക്കുലൈ സദാ ഗുണൈ ഷഡ്ബിരസോത്തമേതരൈ സ്മൃതൗഹദായമൃതമാനദൃദ്ഭൃഷ സ്തബ്ധാന പശ്യന്തി ഹി ധാമ ഭൂയസാം നൈതാദൃശാനാം സുജന വ്യപേക്ഷയാ ഗൃഹാൻ പ്രീയാദനവസ്ഥിതാൽപനാം യോഭ്യാഗതാൻ വക്രതിയാഭിചക്ഷതേ ആരോപിത ഭൂമി അമർഷണാക്ഷിഭി തഥാവീർണവ്യതദേശിലീമുഖൈ ശേദേർദിദാംഗോ ഹൃദയേന ദൂയത സ്വാനാം യഥാ വക്രതിയാം ദുരിത്തിവിർ ദിവാനിഷം തപ്യതി മർമ്മതാടിത വ്യക്തം ത്വമുൽകൃഷ്ടഗതേ പ്രജാപതി പ്രിയാത്മജാനാമസി സുഭ്രസംമത അഥാഭിമാനം ന വിദു പ്രവത്സ്യസേ മദാശ്രയാൽക പരിതപ്യതേ യത പാപക്ഷ്യമാനേ ഹൃദാദുരേന്ദ്രിയ സമൃദ്ധിവി പൂരുഷബുദ്ധി സാക്ഷിണാം അകൽപമേഷാമധിരോടു മഞ്ജസാം പദംബരം ദ്വേഷ്ടി യഥാസുരാഹരി പ്രത്യുഗമ പ്രശ്രയണാഭിവാദനം വിധീയതേ സാധുമിതസ്സു മധ്യമേ പ്രാജ്ഞൈ പരസ്മൈ പുരുഷായ ചേതസ ഗുഹാശയായൈവ ന ദേഹമാനിനേ സത്വം വിശുദ്ധം വസുദേവ ശബ്ദിതം യദീയതേ തത്ര പുമാനപാവൃത സത്വേ ച തസ്മൈ ഭഗവാൻ വാസുദേവോ അഥോക്ഷജോ മേ നമസാ വിധീയതേ തത്തെ നിരീക്ഷോ നിതാവിദേഹകൃ ദക്ഷോമദ്വിതന്നുവ്രതാശ്ചയേ യോ വിശ്വസ്രജ്ഞഗതം മരോരുമാം അനാഗസം ദുർവചസാ കരോത്തിരാഹ ഇതി പ്രതിഷ്യസ്തതിഹായ മദ്വചോ ഭദ്രം ഭവത്യാന തതോ ഭവിഷ്യതി സംഭാവിതസ്യ സുജനാൽ പരാഭവോ യഥാ സദ്യോ മരണായ കൽപ്പതേ ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതി മഹാപുരാണേ പാരമഹംസ്യാം സംഹിതായാം ചതുർത്ഥസ്കന്ദേ ഉമാരുദ്രസംവാദേ തൃതീയോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദനാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ ശ്രീധര സ്വാമി സൈസ് ചതുർത്ഥേതു പതിം ഹിത്വാ ഗതാ പിത്രാവമാനിത രുഷാ നിർബൽസ്യതം യജ്ഞേ ജഹൌ ദേഹമിദീര്യതേ സോ ഇൻ ദിസ് ഫോർത്ത് ചാപ്റ്റർ ലോർഡ് ശിവ അഡ്വൈസ്ഡ് സതീദേവി ശിവ നോട്ട് ടു ഗോ but she could not resist. She wanted to go strongly. She went and got there, and all what happened there at the Dashaprajapati's palace where the yajna was going on, and she walks in there and all what happened, a lot of things happened there. Finally she couldn't resist anymore. She cursed Daksha. And she said to him that this body has come from you, and one day I don't want to carry this body with me anymore. Why? Sometime my husband, that is Shiva, may call me Dakshayani, Daksha's daughter, and that will not be very pleasant for me to hear anymore. Saying this, she sat there. Through yogi power she gave up her body. You can read that there. That's this chapter, how Sri Parvati gave up, Sati Devi gave up her body. She is Sati Devi now. Later on she comes as Sri Parvati. But now she is Sati Devi. Maitreya Vacham Yedavaduktva Virarama Shankara Patnyanganasham Ubhayatra Chindayan Sukhurudidrshu Parishangita Bhavan Nishkramadin Nirvishadid Vidasasa സുഹൃദ്ദൃക്ഷ പ്രതിഘാത ദുർമന സ്നേഹാദ്രുദത്യശ്രുകുലാതി വിഹ്വല ഭവം ഭവാന്യ പ്രതിപൂരുഷം രുഷ പ്രത്യക്ഷതി പ്രദക്ഷതി വൈക്ഷത ജാതവേ പഥു തഥോ വിനീശ്വസ്യ സതീ വിഹായതം ശോകേന രോഷേണ ച ദൂയതാ ഹൃദാ പിത്രോരഗാൽ സ്ത്രൈണ വിമൂഢ ദീർഘാൻ പ്രേംനാത്മനോയോർദ്ധമതാൽ സദാം പ്രിയ താമന്വഗച്ഛൻ ഋതവിക്രമാം സതി ഏകാം ത്രനേത്താനുചരാ സഹസ്രശ
സഭാഷദയക്ഷാം മണിമന്മദാദയാ പുരോവൃഷേന്ദ്രാസരസാഗതവ്യഥാ താം സാരിയാ കുന്തകദർപ്പണാംബുജാം ശ്വേതാതപത്രവ്യജനസ്രഗാദിഭി ഗീതായനേർദ്ദുന്ദുവിശങ്കവേണുവിർ വൃഷേന്ദ്രമാരോപ്യവിടങ്കിതായേയൂ ആ ബ്രഹ്മഘോഷോർജിതയജ്ഞവൈശസം വിപ്രഷുജുഷ്ടം വിവദേശ്ച സർവശ മൃതാർവയക്കാഞ്ചന ധർമ്മചർമ്മഭിർ സൃഷ്ടഭാണ്ഡം യജനം സമാവിശൽ താമാഗതാം തത്ര ന കശ്ചന അദ്രിയാദ്യമാനിതാം യജ്ഞകൃതോഭയാർജന കൃതേസു സർവൈ ജനനീം ജസാദര പ്രേമാശ്രുഖണ്ഡ്യ പരുഷസുചുർമുദ സൗന്ദര്യ സംപ്രശ്ന സമർത്ഥവാർത്തയ മാത്രജമാദൃഷു സുഭിച്ച സാദരം ദത്താം സപര്യം വരവാസനം ജസ ആദത്ത പിത്ര പ്രതിനന്ദിത സതീ അരുദ്രഭാഗം തമവേക്ഷരം പിത്രാ ച ദേവേ കൃതഹേളനം വിഭൗ അനാധൃതായജ്ഞ സദസ്യധീശ്വരി ചകോപലോകാനിവ ദക്ഷ്യധീരുഷ ജഗർഹസാമർഷ വിപന്നയാ ഗിര ശിവദ്വിഷം ധൂമപദശ്രമസ്മയം സുതേജസ ഭൂതഗണാൻ സമുദ്ധിത നിഗൃഹ്യ ദേവീ ജഗദോഭിശൃണ്വത ശ്രീദേവി ഉവാച നയസ്യ ലോകേ സ്ഥിതി ശായന പ്രിയാ തഥാ പ്രിയോ ദേഹപ്രദാം പ്രിയാത്മന തസ്മിൻ സമസ്താൽപനി മുക്ത വൈരകേ ഹൃദയ ഭവന്തം കുതമ പ്രതീപയേൽ ദോഷാൻ പരേഷാം ഹി ഗുണേഷു സാധവോ ഗൃഹന്തി ഗേജിന്ന ഭവാദൃശാദ്വിജ ഗുണാംശൽഗുൺബഹുളീകരിഷ്ണവോ മഹത്തമാസ്തേഷു വിദദ് ഭവാനഖം ആശ്ചര്യമേതൽസു സർവദ മഹദ്വിനിന്ദാ കുണപത്മവാ കുണപാത്മവാദിഷു ശീർഷം മഹാപുരുഷപാദപാംസുബിർ നിരസ്ത തേജസ്സു തദേവ ശോഭനം യദ്വക്ഷരം നാമഗിരീരിതം നൃണാം സകൽപ്രസംഗാതഖമാശുഖന്തിതൽ പവിത്രകീർത്തിം തമലംഘ്യശാസനം ഭവാനഹോ ദ്വേഷ്ടി ശിവം ശിവേതര യൽപാദവൽപം മഹനാം മനോളിഭിർ നിഷേവിതം ബ്രഹ്മരസാസവാർത്ഥിഭി ലോകസയദ്വർഷതി ചാശിഷോർത്തിനം തസ്മൈ മഹാൻ ദൃഹ്യതി വിശ്വബന്ധവേ കിം വാ ശിവാഖ്യം അശിവം ന വിദുസ്തന്യേ ബ്രഹ്മാദയസ്തമവഗീയജടാ ശ്മശാനേ തന്മാല്യഭസ്മ മൃഗപാല്യവസൽപിശാചേ രേ മൂർദ്ധമേർദ്ധതതി ചരണാവസൃഷ്ടം കർണോഭിതായ നരയാദ്യുതകൽപമീശേ ധർമാവിതരസണിബിർന്നുഭിരസ്യമാനേ ചിന്ത്യാൽപ്രസ്യീർഷതീമസതീം പ്രഭുശ്ചേൽ ജിഹ്വാമസൂനപിതതോ വിസൃജേൽ സ്വധർമ അധസ്തവോൽപ്പന്നമിതം കളേപരം നധാരയിഷ്യേ ശിതികണ്ഡഗർഹിണാം ജഗ്ദസ്യ മോഹാദിവിശുദ്ധിമന്ദസോ ജുഗുപ്സിതസ്യോദ്ധരണം പ്രചക്ഷതേ ന വേദവാദാനനുവർത്തതേ മതി സ്വയേവ ലോകേ രമതോ മഹാമുനേ യഥാ ഗതിർദേവ മനുഷ്യയോ പൃഥക് സ്വയേവ ധർമ്മേ ന പരം ക്ഷിപേൽ സ്ഥിത കർമ്മപ്രവൃത്തം ച നിവർത്തമപ്രദം വേദേ വിവിച്ചോഭയലിംഗ ഉഭയലിംഗമാശ്രിതം വിരോധി തദ്ഗമതേകർത്തരി ദ്വയം തഥാ ബ്രഹ്മണി കർമ്മ നർച്ഛതി മാ വാ പദവ്യപിതരസ്മദാസ്ഥിത യാ യജ്ഞശാലാസുന ധൂമവർമ്മഭി തദന്നൃത്തെ രസവദ്ഭിരീടിത അവ്യക്തലിംഗാ അവധൂത സേവിത നൈതേന ദേഹേന ഹരേ കൃതാഗസോ ദേഹോദ്ഭവേനാലമലം കുജന്മന ദ്വീരാമമാഭുൽകുജന പ്രസംഗത സജ്ജന്മദിഗ്യോ മഹതാമവദ്യകൃൽ ഗോത്രം ത്വദീയം ഭഗവാൻ മൃഷധ്വജോ ദാക്ഷായണീത്യാഹയദാസുദുർമന വിപേദനർമ്മസ്മിതമാശുതദ്ദേഹം ദുൽസൃക്ഷമേതൽ കുണപം ത്വദംഗജം ശ്രീമൈത്രയുവാച ഇത്യദ്വരേ ദക്ഷമനൂദ്യശത്രുഹൻ ക്ഷിതാവദീജം നിഷസാദശാന്തവാക് സ്പൃഷ്ട്വാചലം വീദതുകൂലസംവൃത നിമീലദൃഗ്യോഗപദം സമാവിശൽ കൃത്വാസമാനാവനിലൌചിതാസന സോദാനമുത്ഥാപ്യ ചാഭിചക്രദാശനെ ഹൃദി സ്ഥാപി ധിയോരസി സ്ഥിതം കുണ്ഠാധ്രുവോർ മധ്യമനിന്ദിതാനയൽ ഏവം സ്വദേഹം മഹതാം മഹീയസ മുഹുസ്സമാരോപിതമംഗമാദരാജിഹാസദീദക്ഷരുഷാ മനസ്വിനി ദധാരഗാത്രേ ശനിലാഗ്നിധാരണാം തതസ്വഭർത്തുശ്ചരണാംബുജാസവം ജഗുൽഗുരോശ്ചിന്തയതീ നാപരം ദദർശദേഹോ ഹതകൽമുഷസ്തീ സദ്യപ്രജജ്വാലസമാധിജാഗ്നിന തൽപശ്യതാം ഘേ ഭുവിജാത്ഭുതം മഹാ ദാഹേതി വാദസ്തു മഹാനജായത ഹന്ത പ്രിയ ദൈവതമസ്യ ദേവി ജഹാവസൂൻ കേന സദീ പ്രകോപിത അഹോ മനാൽപ്യം മഹദസ്യ പശ്യത പ്രജാപതേര്യസ്യ ചരാചരം പ്രജാ ജഹാവസൂൻ യദ്യമതാത്മജാ സതി മനസ്വിനീമാനമഭീഷണമർഹതി സ്വയം ദുർമർഷ ഹൃദയോ ബ്രഹ്മദൃക് ലോകേപകീർത്തിം മഹതീമവാപ്സ്യതി യദംഗജാം സ്വം പുരുഷദ്വിദ്യതാം ന പ്രത്യഷേതന്മതയേ അപരാധത വദത്യേവം ജനേ സത്യ ദൃഷ്ട്വാ സുത്യാഗമത്ഭുതം ദക്ഷം തൽപാഷതോ ഹന്തു ഉദതിഷ്ടന്നുധായുധാ തേഷാമാപതതാം വേഗം നിശാമ്യ ഭഗവാൻ ഭൃഗു യജ്ഞഗ്നേന യജുഷ ദക്ഷിണാഗ്നോ ജുഹാവഹ അധുര്യണ ഹൂയമാനെ ദേവ ഉൽപേതിരാജസ ഗൃഭവോ നാമദ്വസ സോമം പ്രാപ്ത സഹസ്രശ തൈരലാധാവിധേ പ്രഥമ ഭ്രമതാ സഹ ഉഹ്യക ഹന്യമാനാദിശോഭേജു ഉഷദ്ഭിർബ്രഹ്മതേജസ ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പരമഹംസ്യം സംഹിതായം ചതുർത്ഥ സ്കന്ധേ സതിദേഹോത്സർഗോ നാമ ചതുർത്ഥോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദനാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ.
സോ ദാറ്റ് ലാസ്റ്റ് ചാപ്റ്റർ വാസ് സതീസ് ദേഹോത്സർഗം, സതീസ് ഗിവിംഗ് അപ് ഹർ ബോഡി. And in the next chapter, Panjametu Sadi Deham Tyagamakarna Shankara Veerabhadram Rishulpadyam Tena Dakshamakhadayal.
This news got back to Kailasam that Sadi Devi has given up her body. The news reached Kailasam and the reaction from Lord Shiva. That is when Lord Shiva, that from his matted hair, pulled out one small strip from that and banged on the head on the floor. From there Veerabhadra appeared. Veerabhadra's appearance is there.
Panjamodhyaye Shri Maitreya Vaja Bhavo Bhavanya Nidhanam Prajapati Asalkridayam Avagamyana Aradal Subhashada Sainaja Tadadharyar Budir Vidravidam Krodhamaparam Adadhe ക്രുദ്ധസ്സുധഷ്ടോഷ്ടപുടസ്തൂർജടിർജടാന്തടിദ്വഗ്നിസടോഗ്രരോജുഷം ഉൽക്കൃത്തിരുദ്രസഹസോത്തിതോ ഹസൻ ഗംഭീരനാഥോ വിസസർജതാം ഭുവി തഥോധികായസ്തനുമാസ്പൃശം ദിവം സഹസ്രവാഹുർഘനരുദ്രസൂര്യദ്ര കരാളതംഷ്ടോജലഗ്നിമൂർധജ കപാലമാലീ വിവിധോധ്യഗായുധ തം കിം കരോമിതി കൃണന്തമാഹ ബദ്ധാഞ്ജലിം ഭഗവാൻ ഭൂതനാഥ ദക്ഷം സയജ്ഞം ജിഹിമൽഭടാനം ത്വം അഗ്രനീരുദ്രപടാം ശകോമേ ആജ്ഞപ്തമേവം കുപിതേന മഞ്ജുനാ സദേവദേവം വരിചക്രമേ വിഭം മേനീ തദാൽപാനമസങ്കരം ഹസ മഹീയസാം താദസഹ സഹിഷ്ണു അന്വീയമാനസുരുദ്രപാർശ്വദൃശം നഭഭ്യർവിദനദൽ സുഭൈരവം ഉദ്യമ്യ ശൂലം ജഗദന്തകാന്തകം സഭ്രാദ്രവദ്ഘോഷണഭൂഷണാംഗ്രി അധർത്തിജോയജമാന സദസ്യ കുകുപ്പിദീജാം പ്രസമീക്ഷരേണും തമക്കിമേതൽ കുതമേതദ്രജോ ഭൂൽ ദിദിദ്വിജാ ദ്വിജപത്നിശ്ച ദദ്ധ്യു വാതാനവാന്തീന ഹി സന്ദിദസ്യ വാ പ്രാചീന ബഹിർജീവദീഹോഗ്രദണ്ഡ ഗാവോ ന കാല്യന്തമിതം കുതോരജോ ലോകോധുനാ കിം പ്രളയായ കൽപ്പതേ പ്രസൂതിമിശ്രാശ്രയമുദ്ദിഗ്നചിത ഊജുർവിഭാഗോ ഭുജനശേഷ തസ്യ യൽപശ്യന്തീനാം ദുഹൃതൃണാം പ്രജേഷ സുതാം സതീം അവദധ്യാവനാഗം യസ്ത്രന്തകാലേ വിപ്തജടാ കലാപ സ്വശൂലസൂച്ചർപ്പിത ദിഗ്ഗജേന്ദ്ര വിദത്യ നൃത്യ ദ്വിതിരസ്ത്രദോർധ്വജ ഉച്ചാട്ടഹാസ സ്തനയിത്നു ഭിന്നത് അമർഷയിത്വാ തമസഹ്യതേജസം മനുപ്ലം ദ്രുവിഷഹം പ്രകൂട്യ കരാളദംഷ്ടാവിരുണസ്തഭാഗണം സ്യാൽ സ്വസ്തി കിം കോപയതോ വിധാതു ബഹുവേവമുദ്ദിഗ്നദൃശോച്യമാനേ ജനേന ദക്ഷസ്യ മുഹുർമഹാത്മന ഉൽപേരു ഉൽപാദതമാ സഹസ്രശോഭയാവഹ ദിവി ഭൂമൌ ച പര്യ താവത്സരുദ്രാനുചരൈർമഹോ മഹാൻ നാനായുധൈർ വാമനഗൈരുദായുധൈ പിംഗൈ പിശങ്കൈർ മകരോദരാനനൈ പര്യാദ്രവ്യഭ്യർ വിധുരാന്വരുദ്ധ്യത കേജിൽ ഭവഞ്ജു പ്രാഗ്വംശം പത്നീശാലാം തഥാ പരേ സദമാഗ്നീന്ദ്രശാലാം ച തദ്വിഹാരം മഹാനസം ദുരുജ്ഞപാത്രാണി തദ്ഗ്നീൻഗന അനാശയൻ കുണ്ടേഷമൂത്രേൻ കേജി ദ്വിബ്രവേദി മേഖല അഭാദന്തമുനീനന്യ ഏകേ പത്നീരതർജയൻ അപരേ ജഗുഹൃദേവാൻ പ്രത്യാസനാൻ പലായുധാൻ ഭൃഗം പ്രബന്ധമണിമാൻ വീരഭദ്ര പ്രജാപതി ചണ്ഡീശ പോഷണം ദേവം ഭഗം നന്ദീശ്വരോ ഗ്രഹീൽ സർവ ഏവ തിജോ ദൃഷ്ട്വാ സദസ്യാ സദിവ ഉഗസ തൈരർദ്ധ്യമാന സദ്ഭൃശം ഗ്രാവഭീർനേകദാദ്രവൻ ജുഹുദസ്ത്രോഹസ്യ ശിശ്രുണി ഭഗവാൻ ഭവ ഭൃഗോർലുഞ്ജേ സദസി യോഹസ്മശ്രുദർശയൻ യോഹസ്മശ്രുദർശയൻ ഭഗസ്യ നേത്രേ ഭഗവാൻ പാതിതസ്യരുഷാ ഭുവി ഉജ്ജഹാരസദസ്താഷ്ണ യശവന്തമസൂചയൽ പുഷ്ണശ്ചവാദയദ്ദന്താൻ കാലിംഗസേധാബല ശപ്യമാനീ ഗിരിമണി യോഹസദർശയൻ തഥാ ആക്രമ്യോരസി ദക്ഷശ ശിതധാരേണ ഹേദിന ചിന്തം നബീതദ്ദർത്ഥം നാശക്നോൾ ത്രംബകസ്തത ശസ്ത്രൈരസ്ത്രാനിതേരൈവ മനിർഭിന്നത്വജം ഹര വിസ്മയം പരമാവന്നോ ദദ്ധ്യോ പശുപതി സ്ഥിരം ദൃഷ്ട്വാ സപ്നവനം യോഗം പശൂനാം സപതിർമഖേ യജ്ഞവാന പശോകസിൽക്കായ തേനാഹര ചിര
Sadhuvadastadadesham karmadattasasam shasam shamsadam bhudapradavishajanam anyesham tadvibharyaya taddevejanam dagdva pratishtan guhyagalayam. Iti Srimad Bhagavate Mahapurane Paramahamsyam Samhitayam Chaturthaskande Dakshayajna Vidvamso Nama Panchamodhyaya Sarvatra Govinda Nama Sankirtanam Govinda Govinda.
So Daksha and Shiva, how that enmity was created in the first instance, isn't it? Some time has gone since then. Shiva did not visit Daksha anymore. Stopped visiting Daksha. Didn't go there to his palace. And because Shiva did not go, Satidevi also didn't go. Satidevi also stayed back. It's not necessary that Shiva told him not to go. Shiva didn't tell her not to go. But she decided on her own not to go and see the father because of this strained relationship between Daksha and Shiva. Satidevi thought that rather than aggravating this relationship, getting it worse, best thing is to keep away. That was Satidevi's policy. Sati didn't go there. And on the other hand, Daksha Prajapati, it was burning inside. Satidevi and Lord Shiva took the decision not to go. They didn't want to aggravate the situation. But Daksha Prajapati, it was burning inside his heart, this anger towards Shiva. But he could have invited because there were so many programs going on, sacrifices, and Daksha is a family man, isn't it? He's got big family and a lot of people visiting, coming, going, parties, all sorts of things were going on in Daksha's palace. But never invited the daughter. Satidevi was never invited. This carried on for a while like this. And after some time, Daksha thought in this way, that I have decided long ago that Lord Shiva does not get any share, he is not allowed to sit with anyone and to have prasadam with others. So now what has happened is that an offering, Havissa, it's called Havir Bhagav. When a sacrifice happens, an offering is there for Lord Shiva along with all other great personalities, with other devatas, demigods. With them, Shiva also has to be given a part. That has to be stopped. Because of that, what happened was, others were finding it very difficult how to conduct a sacrifice without making an offer to Shiva. So they stopped all the sacrifices. They didn't continue with that. So Daksha is constantly observing all these things. And Daksha thought that I have to make a firm decision on this once for all. And everybody has to accept it, what I am making that decision. So Daksha decided like that so I myself will perform one sacrifice without an offering to Shiva in that. So if I start that, others will follow. That was Daksha's thinking behind that. And he wanted to make this propaganda that how you can perform sacrifices without making an offering to Lord Shiva. So this particular yagam, what is called Brihaspati Sava, that's the name of that sacrifice. It's a big sacrifice, and Daksha invited everybody. You have to remember, at that time, everyone was related to Daksha. Isn't from him the progenies have started, Prajapati. So everybody was related, so Daksha naturally invited everyone. Daksha's wife, Prasuti, and Prasuti's two sisters, Akudi and Devahudi. So, all children who are born in this creation have come from these three daughters, Akudi, Devahudi and Prasuti. Nobody else existed in this creation except them. They were the only people. And all of them are great personalities also. Their husbands, Dharmadeva, Mahalakshmi, and Mahalakshmi's father, Bhrigu, these are the personalities we are talking about. Great, great souls. So they were all invited, but no invitation was sent to Kailasam. No invitation to
Kailasam, nor to Shiva or Sri or Sati Devi. No invitation for that, for them. Sati Devi didn't know anything what was happening there. And she didn't even know that the sacrifice has started in Daksha's palace. So in one occasion, Sati Devi, after bathing there, she was sitting and enjoying the breeze there, cool breeze in the Kailasam, and she was combing her hair, and in a nice mood, she was sitting there at that time, that she saw several airplanes flying in the sky. And that too, very special flights, flying all over there. And when they saw from the airplanes, they saw Sati Devi sitting there, they came down and to talk to Sati Devi. They even said, when she looked, she understood who they were, because all of them were her relatives only. Akuti was there. Akuti and Devahuti was Prasuti's sisters, isn't it? Akuti and her children, and their relations, whoever it is, Devahuti and Devahuti's children, they were all there, and their husbands. So they came down and they spoke to Sati Devi. They told Sati Devi, Sati Devi, have you not heard what's happening? We have all been invited for this famous Brahaspati Savam sacrifice in Daksha's palace. Sati Devi didn't know anything about it. She said, they were curious to find out whether Sati Devi has been invited or not. But Sati Devi couldn't say anything. But they were keen, curious to know whether Sati Devi and Shiva has been invited for that. So Sati Devi thought, if I tell them that I have not been invited, that also looks a little bit bad on her part. She felt bad to say that accusing father like that. Sati Devi didn't say anything, but felt very hurt inside. You can imagine how felt bad she hurt, isn't it? But she managed the situation well. You can see when great personalities, even when they are women particularly also, women have their own way of dealing with these situations, isn't it? They'll hold on to the ear or the chain or jewelry, what they are wearing, and asking about the jewelry and the chain and the clothes. In that way they'll carry the communication, continuing with that. So Sati Devi did all kinds of things like that and managed the situation without saying one word. And they asked her, are you not coming? Sati Devi said to her, yes, I am coming, she said. And they all left. Sati Devi went to Mahadeva, to Lord Shiva. He knew everything, what was going on. Who knows everything, isn't it? And Sati Devi goes up to Lord Shiva and says to him, did stood there. Lord Shiva looked at her face. From the face itself, Lord Shiva understood the situation. Sati Devi says to him, to Shiva, that have you not heard this? He said, my father has started this Brihaspati Savam sacrifice. Don't we have to go for that? She says to Shiva. Shiva says to her, Sati Devi, that's good, but they have not invited us. How can we go there? How can we go without getting invited? So Sati Devi says to Shiva, is it necessary that we have to be invited to go to my father's house? Do I need an invitation for that? For example, the place where you are born, to the house, you don't need an invitation from there. You can just go when you want to go, isn't it? Few things. To go to the temple, you don't need an invitation from anybody. To go to the spiritual master, you don't need an invitation for that. To go to the father and mother, you don't need an invitation. These are Shastric conclusions. Manu's conclusions they are. Going to the temple, going to the spiritual master, going to father and mother, these places you don't need an invitation to go. And Sati Devi says to Shiva, you know all these things, then why you are asking for invitation? She said to him. Another thing is that he has not invited us, that is true, But if we, Satidevi is saying this, it is true that he has not invited us. But if we go there uninvited, it will please my father very much. Because it will give a feeling to Daksha that they need me, even though I don't need them. For his ego, it will be a boost for him. So Satidevi took this approach. If we go like this, in this, without, even though uninvited, it will please him. So why not? Why shouldn't we go? And my father, he gets angry very quickly. You know that. And he will feel some happiness if we go now. And probably he will offer some respects to us if we go like this. He may change his mind and will become a little bit more respectful towards us. Satidevi is trying to bring them together in her own way. She is trying to patch up that differences. So she is saying, let's take the initiative to go there, and probably, possibly, Daksha will also come down and become a little bit more friendly towards us. We can forget everything. This is Satidevi's approach. Lord Shiva says to him, Satidevi, it is not like that, the situation, the way you thinking about it. Daksha Prajapati has not forgotten anything. Not only that, that hate towards me, he has built up strongly inside, and he is keeping it inside his heart. He is strongly keeping that. In many ways, Daksha has waiting for an opportunity to react. And Daksha has not forgotten anything. If we go there, not only that, Daksha won't offer any respect to us. It is possible, Satidevi, we may be insulted very badly there. Lord Shiva says to Satidevi, people who are to be respected, if they are not respectful, if they are not respected, those who are respect, those deserve respect, like Shiva and others, if they are not respected, that itself is a serious offense, isn't it? Not only that, you are not, the Daksha won't offer the respects. Suppose he insults them, things can go completely out of control, it could be worse, what can happen? Lord Shiva put the fact in front of Satidevi like this. They deserve, they are personalities who are to be offered respect. If Daksha didn't offer respect to them, to Satidevi and Lord Shiva, that itself is a serious offense. Instead, if you insult them, the after effect of that can be worse. Can be worse. At that time, when things are not coming together, Satidevi got a little bit upset. Satidevi says to Shiva, all this problem you have created. You have created all this problem. So when Daksha Prajapati, my father, walked into that assembly that day, you could have got up. After all, he is my father. After all, he is my father, isn't it? Why didn't you not get up? You could have got up. Satidevi has got this freedom to talk like this to Shiva. So, nobody is going to say anything bad about you. That when Daksha Prajapati walked in, Shiva got up from the seat. And that wasn't proper. Nobody is going to say that. But everybody will respect you for what you have done for that. Not only that, going back and seeing father, mother, it's always a happiness, isn't it? Satidevi is case building up towards Shiva. So when Satidevi is saying all these things, there is no change in Lord Shiva's face. Shiva is sitting quiet, not saying one word, completely transcendental to everything, what is happening. At that time, Sati got more angry. He's not answering also anything. Sati says, you won't understand anything what I'm saying to you. That you don't know the happiness when you see the father and mother, because you don't have a father and mother. How will you understand Satidevi's reaction to the situation? He says to Shiva, you don't have father and mother. How do you understand what father and mother means? What am I supposed to say? He said. And you also don't know the happiness of going back to your own home, because you don't have a home. So everywhere possible, Sati is abusing things in such a way to Shiva at that time. And because there is no family where you were born, isn't it? So, no family. Neither father, no mother, no family either. To such a person, I am saying that the happiness of seeing the mother, happiness of seeing the father, how he will understand. So she was cursing herself. I have said all these things, what's the use? It won't have any effect. So I am a woman, Saridevi says. I have got my father, mother and a family where I was born. And I have this desire to go there, to visit them, and I want to see them. And you should also come with me. Saridevi put the final word to Shiva, that you should come with me. And she was very courageous to say that. And Saridevi knows Shiva's nature very well. Shiva is very free in giving things to people. Very free, isn't it? He's called easily pleased. Kshipra Prasadi. Quickly pleased. And Shiva has this nature. He gives freely to people. And anything Saridevi has asked, Shiva has given to Saridevi. So, including his own body, half of that you will see a form, Ardhanarishwara. Ardhanarishwara means half Shiva, half Shri Parvati. That is, half of it is Shri Parvati given to Shri Parvati. That is the conception there. To such an extent, Shiva is pleased with Saridevi. So, because it is a situation, when Saridevi put this request to Lord Shiva, she never thought that Shiva won't listen. She thought Shiva will come. But Shiva thought about it. Shiva never felt that Saridevi, to say to Saridevi that you should go. He didn't tell her that. And he never felt that he should tell Saridevi. He never felt inside that to ask Saridevi to go on her own. If he had told her that, don't go, or told her to go, she would have listened to that. He didn't say anything. And if he had told her that not to go, then Sati would not go also. And even if Sati, but chances are that Saridevi, looking to Saridevi's face and the way she spoke, more or less Shiva felt that Saridevi has made up her mind to go. So she didn't say anything. Lord Shiva is saying there, if you look at that fourth chapter, Lord Shiva's thoughts, what goes through his mind. Fourth chapter, fourth words. Fourth chapter, first verse. Maitreya vacha edavaduktva vinarama shankara patnyanganasham ubhayatra chindayan suhru didrukshu parishangida bhavan nishkramadi nirvishadi dvidasasa. This is the situation there. That he anticipated this. Shiva anticipated this. What was that? If she goes there, to the sacrifice, where when she sees that sacrifice, where there is no offering to her husband, Shiva, where he is being insulted, if she sees that, she will give up her body. Shiva knew this. Then, if I tell her not to go, then she will feel that her father's famous sacrifice, that she couldn't go, and she will be upset about that, and she will give up her body because of that. Either way, that's what's going to happen. And that is so simple is Saridevi's heart. And she cannot tolerate such insults and offenses. After all, another name given to her is Jagadambiga, isn't it? Mother of the universe. She can't accept this kind of insults. So, Lord Shiva thought that, I'm going to lose Sati Devi. He understood the situation. Either way, I'm going to lose Sati Devi. And for a few minutes, Sati Devi looked at Shiva, got upset, and because Shiva wasn't saying anything, Sati Devi asked Shiva, is this the time for this meditation? Asking Shiva that. So, when I told you that I want to go and participate in this my father's sacrifice, then you are sitting here with eyes closed and goes into meditation. And she looked at Shiva in a famous look in the Bhagavatam mentions there. And very nicely spoken in the Bhagavatam, how she looks at Lord Shiva at that time. That. And in Bhagavatam, it is not said, but in the other Puranams, what is said there is that when she looked at Shiva, Shiva got frightened and ran away from Kailasam, seeing that look of Sati Devi. Other Puranam, it is spoken like that. You will see these differences. In different Puranams, it's spoken in different way. So, what has happened is that when Sati Devi looked in such a harsh way, that Shiva got frightened and ran away from there. And wherever Shiva ran, everywhere, when Shiva turned back, Sati Devi is at the back, chasing him. To that extent, Sati Devi was frightened. But Shuga Brahmarshi in the Srimad Bhagavatam did not say all that. It is there in all other Puranams. In Shiva Puranam it is there, Skanda Puranam it is there, everywhere. How Shiva ran from Sati Devi. Sati Devi chased him all the way. And Shiva frightened and running away from Sati Devi. She is so powerful that she could burn the whole place down. But here, Shuga Brahmarshi mentioned this in a very sattvic way. In Sattvaguna. Also, in a way that, oh, if you are not coming, I am going. In a very conciliatory way, spoke everything like that. And she said that, if I go alone, will I not get there? She says, I know the route, how to get there. So, in that mood, she walked out from Kailasam. So, all this is observed by Lord Shiva's associates, Bhuta, Preta, Pishajadi, all of them are there, they are watching these things. So, Lord Shiva is looking at that situation, and these Bhutaganas, who are Shiva's associates, they didn't know what to do. Because normally when Sati Devi goes somewhere, they accompany her. They are there to give protection for her, like a great personality traveling, isn't it? So they didn't know whose side to take now. Whether to listen to Shiva or whether to listen to Sati Devi. It was this situation, that was what was happening. That Jagadambiga, Sati Devi is going there, how can we not travel with her? And how can we go without being permission from Lord Shiva? So they were in trouble. Who? These Bhutaganas, they were in trouble. So at that time, Lord Shiva gave permission to them with the eyes, gave the permission to accompany her, to go with her. So, and in such a way, with the eyes, he gave permission to them and accompany her and give all the facilities necessary for her to travel. So they decorated everything, the bull where she travels with, and they put her on top of the bull, well dressed and decorated everything. And with all the instruments and drums and everything, normally Shiva Parvati's travel like that. They took her to the place of sacrifice, Yagashala, where the sacrifice was happening. So before they go into the sacrifice, Yagashala, they go to the place what is called Patni Shala. That means all the women, Yajamanan's wife, that is Prasuti. Prasuti
will be present. That is Patni Shala. All the women have a separate place where they have certain things to perform for the sacrifice. So that's a place all the women are, and in the Yaga Shala, and that is where Sati Devi got there. Prasudi mother, as soon as she saw Sati Devi, took her by, embraced her, and expressed her happiness in Sati Devi coming, and responded in such a way that showed her all the love and affection, knowing very well that Daksha won't be happy about this. Sati Devi coming there and told her, how long has that I have not seen you? So it's after a long time that she is coming, isn't it? So that separation, everything made Prasudi in a natural way, it came out, that long, long separation from Sati Devi. And she even said to her, you should have come some now and then at least to see your mother. Why did you not come? Anyway, Prasudi spoke everything very nicely and gave her a good welcome and reception, and welcomed her very well. Along with that, all other sisters were present there. Sati Devi's other sisters, isn't it? Similarly, Devahudi's daughters and so many other great personalities, they all came up to Sati Devi and spoke to her in a very, very nice way, and with a lot of love and affection they spoke to her, made her feel very welcome there. You will see that in the fourth chapter, in the eighth verse. Saudarya samprasna samarthavartaya matraja madrushu srabhischa sadaram dattam sabayam varamasanam chasa nadatta pitra pradinandida sati. The welcome for Sati Devi. We'll continue after a few minutes. Chedo darpanam arjanam vamaha davadni nirvavanam shreyakkaidava chandriya vidaranam vidhyavadhu jivanam anandambudhi vardhanam pratipada purnamrita swadanam sarvatna subanam varam vijayave shri krishna sankirtanam namnamakari bahuda nija sarva shakti ത്രാർപ്പിതാനിമിതാസ്മരണേനകാലേദാദൃശീതവകൃപാഭഗവന്മമാമി നിർദൈവമീദൃശമിഹാജനിനാനുരാഗാ ധനാരവീഷുനീചേന തരോരവീസഹിഷ്ണുന അമാനിനാമാനദേന കീർത്തനീയസദാഹരി നധനം നജനം നസുന്ദരീം കവിതാംഭാചകദീശകാമയേ മമജന്മനിജന്മനീശ്വരീം ദാദ്ഭക്തിരഹൈദുവിത്വയേ ൈനന്ദനൂജകിംഗരം പതിതാമാം ശമേ ഭാംബുദൗ കൃപയാ തവ പാദഭംഗജസ്ഥിതദൂളീസദൃശം വിചിന്തയ നയനം ഗണദശോധാരയ വദനം ഗദ്ഗദരുദ്ധയാ ഗിരാ പുളകേർന്നു ജിനം കഥാ വപോ തവന്നാമഗ്രഹണേ ഭവിഷ്യതി യുഗായിദം നിമേഷേണ ചക്ഷുഷാ പ്രാവിഷായിദം ശൂന്യായിദം ജഗൽസർവം ഗോവിന്ദവിരഹേ നമേ അശ്ലിഷ്യവാ പാദരദാം വിനഷ്ടുമാം Prasuti and other sisters of Sati Devi welcomed Sati Devi very well. And now Sati Devi was curious to find out how Daksha Prajapati was going to act in this situation, isn't it? So Sati Devi, therefore, what she did from Patni Shala, that means from the women's Yagashala part, they moved on to the husband for her father's side, which is the Yagashala, where the real sacrifice is going on. She got there and just looked at everybody who was sitting there. When she looked, all of them were great personalities. Everybody was present there.
Bhrigu and other rishis who were present there, all other great personalities, rishis, they were all present there, and the sacrifice is going on. And when Sati walked in, all of them who were present there, they kept their head down. They didn't want to welcome Sati or look at her even. And not only that, they didn't lift their head, they acted as though, we haven't seen you. In such a way, oh, we haven't seen you. That's the way they welcomed her. And Sati Devi saw that as well, the way they were acting. And who are these people? Bhrigu. Bhrigu is the father of Mahalakshmi, Mahalakshmi's father. And they are sitting there. And even Bhrigu, who is the father of Mahalakshmi, he pays his respects to Daksha. Pays his respects to, although Daksha is a very puffed up person. Ahangari, isn't it? So, it is a difficult situation for Sati Devi. Once it so happened, a person asked one Bhagavadam, one who was speaking, Srimad Bhagavadam, asked him that he was a devotee as well, that what is the greatest thing in this world, he said. So this Bhagavadam person was reading Srimad Bhagavadam, he said to him, told him, that the greatest thing in this world is association with devotees. In other words, Salsangam, Sajjana Samsargam, these are the important things, he said to him. He said, no, it's not, he said. That, then what is it, he said. He said that important thing is everybody needs prasadam in this world. That's more important than anything else. So, what it means is that with money you can buy things in this world, and that's exactly what Daksha Prajapati was doing there. A big party in this Yagam sacrifice invited everybody, and naturally because of that everybody was behind Daksha. If Shiva's nature was like that, he could have done if he wanted to that. He can do anything more than that. But that's not Shiva's nature. Shiva doesn't believe in all these things. Whereas Daksha Prajapati and his show, what he has to carry on, he was able to buy people and make them participate in this and honor them. In that way, they were all feeling a gratitude to Daksha. Whereas Lord Shiva is not into this kind of games. He doesn't play these kind of games. So therefore, all these great personalities, they have come there, being invited by Daksha, and to be participant in this famous Brihaspati Savam sacrifice and in the feast. So in order that the hastings to carry on, Daksha also turned his head instead of looking at Sati Devi. So Sati Devi noticed that as well. And Sati Devi noticed that when the sacrifice was going on, the offering that has to be made to Lord Shiva has completely been omitted from the on the mantras to be chanted and the offerings to be made. The havisa, what was meant for him, was not offered. Sati Devi saw this and she stood this. And Sati Devi knew these things very well. Jagadambiga she is, isn't it? She knows what is right and wrong. So she understood all this. There is a sacrifice without making the proper offering to Lord Shiva, she thought. Havirbhagam. That locked around, nobody is lifting the head because they all knew what is going on is wrong thing. That not the offering being made to Shiva. And so in that Yagashala, there is a particular area. Sati Devi got there and looked at all. It's a little elevated place in that Yagashala, stood there and spoke a few words to all those who were present there. She told them, to every one of them to hear, this mistake, what Daksha has committed, should not happen to anyone anymore in the future. Satidevi says there. So, she gave an instructions there. You can see that in the Bhagavatam. Her words, how strongly the words were she has spoken. Look at that verses. Shri Devi Vacha. She's saying there that, you look at that verse, 14th verse. You don't know what you are doing, she's saying to them. You don't know what you are doing. Yadvacharam nama gireri damranam sagal prasanga dhakamashuhandidal pavitra girtim tamalankhyashasanam bhavanaho dveshti shivam shivetara yalpada valpam mahadam manolibhir nishevidam brahmarasasavarthibhi logasayadvarshadi chashishortino tasmai bhavan drukhyadi vishwabandhave. You don't know whom you have insulted by doing this. Daksha is ignorant. My father is ignorant. This should not happen here in this world. And she spoke like this, that, and addressed Daksha like this, that telling the father that what you have done is not the right thing. That you don't know Lord Shiva, he says to him. Look at that word, 14th verse. Yadvaksharam nama gireridam nranam sagal prasangha nakamashuhandidal pavitra girtim dhamalangya shasanam mahbhavanaho dveshti shivam shivetara. And then, unknowingly or knowingly, if you chant these two letters, Shiva, unknowingly or knowingly, if you chant this holy name, what will happen? Sagal prasangad akamashu handital, all your sinful reactions gets wiped out. Pavitra girtin tamalankhya shasanam, there is no black spot in his yashasa, in his fame. So pure and famous he is. Alankhya shasanam. And if he decides something, that's what will happen. And to him, you have gone and done this. Bhavanaho dveshti shivam shivetara. You developed this enmity towards him to make Daksha realize that things have gone totally in the wrong direction. Sadhidevi's intelligence, you can see, says to him, that even didn't say the letters, Shiva, he says, Dvaksharam, those two letters, they are sufficient. And why does she not say that letter itself? Because, them days, husband's name was never spoken by the wife. For that reason. She managed it this way, Dvaksharam. Namagiriridam, Nranam, Sakal, Prasanga, Dakamashu, Hantital. Those two verses are enough to tell us who he is. Who he is. Yalpada Balpam Mahadam Manolibhir. You will see this later. Who goes to him, to Lord Shiva, and who gets instructed by him. Narada Maharshi, four Kumaras, great, great sages, they get transcendental instructions from him, spiritual instructions from him. So, even without knowing who he is, even as a chandala or dog eater, even if he chants the holy name of Lord Shiva, the rule is that he can be invited for performing the sacrifices for Shraddham. Even that chandala is a dog eater. If he is chanting this holy name Shiva, then he can be invited for performing Shraddha ceremony. Sadhidevi says there, in that 14th to 15th verse, isn't it? So, that person is automatically purified by chanting that holy name. So, like this, she spoke about the glories of Lord Shiva's name. She is so she was so merciful to the devotees also. And, so, there is a famous temple there, Lord Shiva's in Gokarnam. That's in the west of, in the north, close to Belgaum, you will see there. That there Mahadeva is worshipped here. That there is a story about that temple, that one instance, that one chandali, that means a woman from the dog eater family, she got sick with skin diseases, and nobody will go anywhere close to her. In her situation was so bad with her health. So one person was going to Gokarnam to visit Lord Shiva there, and she was crying for some help. And this person, he threw away a kuvalam, the villupatram, to her and told her that you can use this and smell that. By smelling that flower alone, she got released from her illness. So the potency of the worship of Shiva by great devotees is also spoken in the Puranams like that. And Mahadeva, Shiva is also merciful to his devotees. And once he has decided something, nobody has the authority to change that decision. So strong is his decisions. And that is why that therefore he can see in many instances that among the women also, worship of Sri Parvati has become very famous. You can see Rukmini went to worship Sri Parvati before the marriage. Is it not? You can, in the Rukmini's marriage, she goes to Sri Parvati's temple and worships Sri Parvati first before getting kidnapped by Krishna. Isn't it? And there you will notice in the Bhagavadam that how the women who are present in that Devi temple, they have provided all help and assistance to Rukmini, training her to worship Sri Parvati. So, because of this relationship, you have observed also in Markandeya's case, you remember, in the 12th canto, the story of Markandeya, that Mark, dear, you see that word? Pavitra Girtim Tam Alankhya Shasanam. Once he has given a decision or taken a decision, that's it. There is no further change from that. In Mahadeva, in Markandeya's case, he was meant to be killed when he was 16 years old. Markandeya ran and took shelter of Shiva. And when the god of death, Yama Dharmaraja, came to take him away from there, his life was over, Shiva killed him. Andaga Andaga, that is how he got that name. He killed Shiva. Shiva killed Yamadharmaraja, and he got this name as Andaga Andaga. So that means once he has made a decision, nobody can change that decision. That is what she is saying there. Pavitra Kirti Tam Alankhya Shasanam. Alankhya Shasanam means a decision, his shasana or his order, you cannot change. You cannot change. He is the authority on that. Tam Alankhya Shasanam. To that personality, Bhavanaho Dveshti Shivam Shivedara, he says to him. And he says, therefore he says, when you hear about offenses spoken against Shiva, one should close their ears. And, or you should cut his tongue if he is speaking in the rude way about Lord Shiva. And he says to Dashaprajapati, Sadi Devi says to him, that I have the capacity to punish you if I want it. Sadi Devi says to him, but I'm not doing it because after all you are my father. Therefore I'm not doing it, he said. And if I go back to Kailasam, to my husband, to Shiva, he may call me sometimes Dakshayani, and I don't want to hear that anymore. Me being addressed as Dakshayani. Dakshayani means Daksha's daughter. After all, you are Daksha's daughter. If at some time in future, if Shiva gets a mood and gets upset with me and calls me Dakshayani, after all, you are Daksha's daughter in that sense, if he calls me that, it won't be very pleasing to me. Therefore, I have decided not to go back. And so, never again Sadidevi wanted to hear this word Dakshayani because she started thinking that name associated with Daksha. Therefore, after all, you are Daksha's daughter, isn't it? So look at that verse 23. Gotram todiyam 23, chapter 4. Gotram todiyam Bhagavan Vrushadvajo Dakshayani tyaha yada sudurmana. Sudurmana. Vepeda narmasmida mashuta dhyaham vel sraksha medal punavam todangajam. Sadidevi says to Daksha, after all, this body has come from you. And because of this connection, people may call me Vrushadvaja. I mean, Shiva may call me sometime Dakshayani. Yada sudurmanam. Vebeda narmasmida mashuta dhyaham. Even jokingly, if he calls me, I would not like to hear that. And that says, look at the verse, Maitreya Maharshi is saying there, verse 26. Evam sodeham mahadam mahiyasa muhusamarobidam angama daral jihasadi daksharusha manasvini dadhara gatreshu anila agnidharanam. Evam sodeham mahadam mahiyasam muhusamarobidam angama daral jihasadi daksharusha manasvini Dadhara Gatreshu Anila Agni Dharanam. What did she do? That this body, Sadidevi says, Mahadeva Shiva has kept me in his lap and had shown his patted me. And this body is only for Lord Shiva, nobody else. And you cannot offer a flower or a fruit which is already contaminated with worms or infections or anything. Similarly, this body is purely Lord Shiva's property and it should not be contaminated with any other contamination. But now, with your behavior, because this body has come from you, from Daksha, I do not want to carry this body anymore. Look at her strength. So what did you do? Dadhara gatreshu anila agnidharanam. Dharana. Remember? Yamam, nemam, asanam, pranayamam, pratyaharam. The five things. Then dharana dhyanam samadhi is the second part. She sat there. This yama, nemam, asanam, pranayamam, pratyaharam is 100% in Sri Parvati. That's the type of personality she is. For her to sit there, and she performed dharana. Dharana means bringing that mind completely absorbed in Shiva. And the concentration, how Shiva was completely absorbed in that, that is dharana. With that dharana, the body started burning. Body started burning. And she decided that to give up that body then and there. And only after that, Sadidevi decided to go back to Kailasam. So in other words, in that sitting position, the body started burning in the fire of yoga. Yoga Agni, it's called. Yoga Agni, the body started burning and the whole thing burned into ashes. Now what is left there? Only a handful of ashes, Sadidevi's body, lying there, handful of ashes. When this happened, those who have come with her from Kailasam, the Bhudaganas, they could not bear it, what has happened. They couldn't bear it. And Bhudam, all the Buddhas were present there, they got up from their place. So it was at that time, Bhruhu Maharshi performed another sacrifice, Abhijaram. Abhijaram means to destroy them. He performed another sacrifices and threw them away from there. All the Buddha Ganas, they were thrown away from there. So these Buddha Ganas who come from Kailasam, they were all beaten by these personalities who come from Bhrigu's sacrifice, which has happened there. They had two problems. One, they were disgusted with this, what happened, that Sri Parvati has, Satidevi has gone. That has hurt them very much, for all the Bhutaganas who had come, because that was, she was their master, isn't it? So they felt bad that Satidevi has gone. They were feeling very upset about that. Secondly, all these personalities who came from the sacrifice of the demigods, from Bhrigu sacrifice, whoever has come out, who beat them very badly, so these Bhutaganas have all got frightened and ran away from there. And with their frustration and unhappiness, they came back to Kailasa. It was at that time that when they arrived in Kailasam, if this news reached Kailasam, they knew how Shiva will react. They all knew how Shiva will react. So Sri Narada Maharshi, knowing this, that it could cause a complete destruction of the whole creation, that to protect this creation, Sri Narada Maharshi go to Kailasam first. And there, Narada Maharshi is speaking to Lord Shiva to pacify him about what has happened. And explain to Lord Shiva about the distress what the Buddha Ganas were experiencing there, and how Satidevi has left the world. All these things, Sri Narada Maharshi informed Shiva. And it was at that time he got up from there. Shiva brought up from his seat. He was sitting there. And what happened? That is what is mentioned there. That. The verse itself is very powerful. In the fifth chapter you will see, Krodhaha, in terrible anger, Sudushtoshtapudasa durjadir jadam tadidvanni sadogrerochisham. That is the second verse. Ulkriti rudra sahasotito hasan gambhiranado visasarjadam bhuvi krudhasudushtoshtapudasa durjadir. With that upset mood, he has got up from there. And when he got up from there, that Shiva decided that if somebody has made a mistake like this, he should be punished. So he got angry, and from that anger, a form came out, and that is Virabhadra. That's Virabhadra. So Virabhadra's power is well known, and hearing the sound of the Virabhadra's anklets, even the gajam, the elephants that are supporting this creation, they were getting frightened seeing his sound. And sometimes you can see when there are fireworks in festivals, if you have very big fireworks, sometimes elephants will run. Hearing the sound, they can't stand that. Similarly, Virabhadra's sound was such that the elephant started running away. So you can imagine how powerful that Virabhadra was. And Virabhadra paid his obeisances to Shiva and asked him what I should do. What should I do? What was Shiva's answer? Look at the verse, 5th chapter, 4th verse. Tam kim karomi di granandamaha baddhanjalim bhagavan bhutanatha daksham sayatyam jahi. That was the instruction. Daksham sayatyam jahi. Stop that sacrifice, daksha sacrifice, and finish daksha. Daksham sayatyam jahi. That was the instructions to him. So, finish up this daksha siyagam, he said. And Virabhadra had the strength for doing that. And he told Virabhadra, there is not a big difference between you and me, he says. And handed over that trident, what he carries, to Virabhadra. Virabhadra took that trident, and then better not to say what happened after that. Virabhadra took that trident, and when they got a leader like Virabhadra, all the other people, Buddhas were present there, they got very, very, encouraged. They felt very enthusiastic. Because when you have a very strong leader, there will be followers naturally, isn't it? You'll always notice that. If you've got a strong leader, there'll be followers. Seeing Virabhadra's strength and Virabhadra's position, all those Bodhanganas who have come back from Daksha's sacrifice, they all decided to go back with him again. And they felt very energized and enthusiastic to go back. So when they went there, Virabhadra and his associates walked into Daksha's sacrificial arena. At that time, all those women who were sitting there, they got so frightened seeing who was coming at that time. They thought, is there some thieves coming to rob the place? Or is there devastation going to happen? And they knew very well, some of them started talking to each other, we can expect something serious to happen now, because if you eat a lot of salt, you have to drink water. That rule applies here. That Daksha has gone too far and it has to come back. And some of them, they were feeling a little bit frightened about Daksha. But very difficult to speak out, they couldn't speak openly about Daksha to anybody. While they were talking to each other like this, Virabhadra walked in with these all other associates. As soon as he got in, everybody got beaten. Everyone who was present there, men, women, all of them who were present there, no concession to anybody. Nobody could even run away from there, that whatever they have eaten in the morning, everything has come out from inside. Leave that behind, but Virabhadra, that he noticed that when Virabhadra walked in, Daksha Prajapati and others and many other rishis were with him, they all walked towards him. So, and Virabhadra looked at them. First thing he noticed that Bhrigu was sitting there. Bhrigu performed the sacrifice before and what they call as Abhyaram, and then created certain living entities who beat up our Shiva's Bodhaganas, isn't it? So, first thing he went and caught all of, Bhrigu has got a big beard, white beard. He went and caught that beard. And Bhrigu couldn't do anything. Bhrigu could not do anything. He is performing sacrifice, this Brihaspati Savam. And he has to lift his hand and pour the havis into the fire. But he couldn't do anything. Meanwhile, Bhrigu caught his beard and pulled it. And first caught his neck and then he got his beard. For Bhrigu, this beard is very important. Very important. Pulled the whole beard off from him. It was a proper beard. Not a wig or anything. But he pulled the whole beard off. One after the other, all the hair was pulled out from him. Then why did he do that? Why did he cut hold of the beard? Reason is that when Daksha spoke wrong, bad about Shiva, that while speaking he was doing this with the beard. For that reason. You will see people got beard, they'll do like this, isn't it? A little bit like that. So he did that. Daksha did that. So therefore, it is with that beard you spoke against Shiva. There should be no more beard for you. Pull the whole beard off. So, in the body, wherever you find the most important part, where you like the body, in your own body, whichever part you like more, that's where you put your hand. Isn't it? That's where you put it. Somebody put the hair, somebody will put the head, somebody he put on the beard. So that's where he caught him. For Bhrigu, the beard is important, so separated the beard from Bhrigu. And from now on, you don't need this beard, he told Bhrigu. You can have this beard. So Bhaga, there was another personality there, one demigod. He looked at Shiva when Daksha was abusing Shiva. And he looked in such a way that his eyes were rolling. The middle part, pupil, or what is that? It was rolling inside the eye. So, one of these, Virabhadra's associate went up to him, took out his knife and put into both the eyes and took out the both the eyes from him. Because with the eyes you have offended Shiva. With the eyes you have offended Shiva. Just like you check some fruits, you put the knife in and check it out inside whether it's fully ripe or not. Similarly, exactly the same way, put the knife into both the eyes and took out both the eyes from him, from Bhaga. It's in the Bhagavatam, you can see. So, you can keep it in the eye donor's bank, the two eyes. That's all you could do with that, isn't it? Because with these two eyes, you have looked at Shiva like that. So therefore, you shouldn't have the eyes anymore. Pusha, another personality there. He showed all his teeth and smiled, seeing Daksha talking ill about Shiva. Pusha felt very funny and laughed at Shiva, showing all his teeth. Virabhadra decided that he should never have teeth anymore. He sent one of the men and told him to smash it down all the teeth and take it away from him. After that, Pusha had never had a teeth. So Pusha could not eat anything anymore. So he told him that from now on you can eat either ground rice or atta in the flour form. You can eat that. You won't be able to eat anything like chapatis or any kind of cooked food. You should survive on based on this ground material, ground rice or ground rice powder or wheat atta or whatever it is. That's all your food from now on, he said. So like this, everyone who has participated, Virabhadra has finished the business with them. And it didn't take very long for him to do that. And even taking out the teeth, imagine, normally when they take out the teeth, they give you an injection, isn't it? To make it easier. Here there was no injection, you have to remember. So you can imagine how the teeth were taken out. Imagine with a hammer taking out each teeth. So that's how it was done for him. So there's no point in explaining that. So sometimes we feel also that was it all necessary to speak against him like this? Anyway, everybody got presented there a stamp from Virabhadra in one form or the other. And after that he went to Daksha. Virabhadra goes to Daksha after this. He took his sword and cut Daksha's head. And although he tried very hard, it's not breaking. Head is not coming off. It's not coming off. You see that verse in the 5th chapter, 23rd verse. Shastrai astranyude eva manir bhinnatvacham hara vismayam paramapanno dadhyau pashupadischiram. Shastrai astranyude eva manir bhinnatvacham hara vismayam paramapanno dadhyau pashupadischiram. That how do I kill this person? Because in the yagashala, in the big sacrifices, Yagashala, you are not allowed to use any weapon. That is a rule. And it will not work. And Virabhadra didn't think that before. So when he tried to kill Daksha with the sword, it didn't work. And he understood immediately that this is the problem. So he thought, in all these big sacrifices, there is what they call as Pashu Alabhanam. Alabhanam means that you can kill them in two different ways, and it means the same. Either you can twist the whole neck and block the breathing and kill one, or you can block the breath nose completely and the mouth and force the person, animals are killed in that way, force animal to die without breath. This is the system in the way of killing the animal in the sacrifices. If an animal gets killed in that way, in a sacrifice, the understanding is that the animal gets a very higher body in the next life, if it gets killed. So it's actually beneficial to the animal to get killed in that way, in the sacrifice. Pashu Alabhanam, it is called. All big sacrifices, this happened. And therefore, ultimately it's beneficial for that animal. It gets a much higher body in the human body, human species, in its next life. Other, it doesn't have to go through the whole process of 8.4 million. It gets a release from that straight away into human body. It gets that. So, so what Virabhadra did was, he caught hold of Daksha, and both nose and the mouth, he blocked, covered it with that. And Daksha started, without breath, you can imagine what will happen. when you do that, for the animals what happens is, when you block the breathing, and a part of the body, it will start coming out from inside. And that's called vapa. When they kill an animal in that way, on a particular part of the body, a body will start bulging out. And that is called vapa. And that vapa is taken out separately. And that vapa has to be taken and offered in the sacrifice in the yagam. That is the system. They kill the animals by blocking the nose and blocking the mouth. And when they completely block it from the animal's body, a part of it will start coming out. Like a sort of a boil like that, it comes out. And that's called vapa. And that vapa is taken out and that is used in the sacrifice. In the sacrifice. So, here, in Daksha's case, what happened was, when Daksha's breathing was blocked, that his head popped up here. Head popped up in this part, in the head. Daksha has performed the yoga system. So you know in Ashtanga Yoga, when they give up the body, the pranan rises from the lowermost chakra and it comes through all the chakras like Mooladharam, Swadhisthanam, Manipuragam, Anahadam, Vishuddhi, Ajna, and finally it comes to the last place called Sahasraram. Sahasraram is the topmost place. It will break the head and it will come out. Through that the life goes. Because he has practiced yoga practices, Daksha's naturally, the pranam came throughout, through this way. And when it comes to Sahasraram, and sometimes it doesn't come out, it stays, gets blocked there. So for Hatha Yogis, what they do, they take a stone and bang on the top of the head, to make it easier, the passage for the pranam to leave. And they go back. And that you will see. Hatha Yoga Deepika, there is a book. If you look at that, you will see in that, explaining the whole process of Hatha Yogis giving up their body. Hatha Yoga process is like that. That if it comes to Sahasraram, that means Hatha Yogam, by practice, they bring the pranam from the, that pranam, when we say life air or soul, in other words, it rises from the lowest part of the body, from the lowest chakra. It rises through all these different stages. And it comes to the topmost part called the Sahasraram. And it can get Sahasraram, unable to break open through that, the head. It is at that time they break it open with a stone, those who knows about it. Can't go and do it anybody or I'll break your head open. It won't come out. It has to be done in the proper way. Only the yogis who knows about that, they will, those who practice. There are many jnanis who knows these things, who knows Hatha Yoga very well. They practice that also. So, so, and with that, he broke it open, Daksha died. Daksha died, pulled out the whole head, and thrown it into the sacrifice, fire sacrifice that was going on. Thrown it into the sacrifice. And remaining part of the body is lying there. Daksha's body is lying there. And along with the Shivabhudas, Virabhadra started his journey back to Kailasam. Job is done, what has been told. But before leaving, Shiva has instructed him, isn't it? What did he tell him? He told him that Daksham sa yajnam jahi. Both Daksha as well as yajnam must be finished. So, as per that instructions, he set fire to the whole place. whole place got burned into ashes, and Virabhadra left, came back with all the other, with the other other Bhutaganas. They are all coming back, and what has happened now? That the demigods who are present there, they can't die because they have taken nectar before, so they won't die there, isn't it? So there were a few people who belong to that category who have taken nectar, so they won't die. But they were punished heavily by Virabhadra and others. They were punished them heavily. So when the Bhutaganas left, when Virabhadra set fire to the place and the Bhutaganas smashed everybody down, all these demigods were lying there. When, after a while, when they saw that Virabhadra and the Bhutaganas have left the place, they all started lifting their head up. Because they are not dead. They don't die. That's the problem. Because they have taken the amrit, nectar before. So, they were talking to each other what to do now. That even though they were punished like this by Shiva, they didn't think in the right direction. They thought, we have to teach Lord Shiva a lesson. Let's go to Lord Brahma and talk to him about that. And they are all going to Lord Brahma, and for them, all these demigods, Brahma is their supreme lord, to whom they can communicate directly, and all of them together are going to Lord Brahma. Going to Lord Brahma. And there's the next two chapters, is that discussion between these demigods, who have spoken to Brahma about their situation, and Brahma, along with them, coming to see Shiva in Kailasa. Let's do that. Shashtedu, Sri Rajari Swamiji says, Shashtedu Deva Sankhena Sahagatvam Bhavam Vidhi. Sandvayamasa Dakshadir Jivida Dhirthama Dharal. Along, Lord Brahma is coming to visit Lord Shiva in Kailasam, and with a prayer to give life back to Daksha. And the famous prayers from Brahma to Lord Shiva, and how he, by prayers, he pleased Shiva. That is the sixth chapter. Shashto Dhyayaha Maitreya Vacha Atha Devagana Sarve Rudrani Gai Parajita Shula Patishanistrimsha Yada Parikamul Garei Samchinna Bhinna Sarvangam Sattvika Sabhya Vayakula Swayambhuve Namaskritya Kasne Naitanya Vedayan Ubalabhya Murai Vedal Bhagavan Abja Sambhava Narayanascha Vishwalpa Nakasya Dhuramiyatu Tadagarna Vibhubraha Tejiya Sikrida Gasi Kshemaya Tatrasa Bhuya Naprayena Bhubhushadam Adhabi Uyam Kradagil Bishabhavam Yevirhisho Bhagabhajam Paradu Prasadayadvam Varishuddhajetasa Kshipra Prasadam Prakrahidam Kripalpam Ashasanam Jividam Advarasya Yogasabala Kubidena Yasmin Tamashudevam Priyaya Vihinam Kshamabayadvam Hrudevidam Duruktai Naham Nayajyona Jayuyamanyi Ye Dehavajo Munayaschadatvam Vidu Pramanam Balavirya Yorva Yasya Alpatandrasyaka Upayam Vidhil Sel Saithamalishya Suryanajasai Samanida Pidruvi Saprajeshai Yayo Sudrishnya Nilayam Puradvisha Kailasa Madri Pravaram Priyam Prabho Jemma Ursadita Bomandram Yoga Siddhir Naretarai Yushtam Kinergandarvai Apsarobhir Vurdam Sada Nanamnimaya Shangir Nanadhadu Vijitridai Nana Antumarada Gulmer, Nana Magagana, Rudei, Nana Amara Prasravaner, Nana Kandara Sanubi, Ramanam Miharandinam, Ramanai Sintayo Shidam, Mayura Kekabirudam, Mazandali Vimurchidam, Plavi de Rakagandanam, Kuji de Shabatatrinam, Ahoyandam Yodas Terdijan, Kamaduke Drumei, Rajandam Yamatam Gair, Granandam Yamar Jerei, Mandari Parija de Chesaralai Chobashovidam, Tamale Shaladale Chakovidarasana Arjunei, Chudai Kadamber Nibesha, Nagabunaga Shambagai, Padala Shokabagulai, Kundai, Kurabagai Rabi, Sornarna, Shatabatresha, Vare Nugajadibi, Kubjagir Meliga Visham, Adavi Vishamandidam,
മനസോദുംബരാശ്വത്രപ്ലക്ഷന്യഗ്രോദഹിംഗുബി ഭൂർജൈ രോഷദീപി പൂകൈ രാജഭോഗൈശ്ചജംഭുവി കർജുരാമ്രാദകാമ്രാദ്യൈ പ്രിയാളമധുഗേങ്കുതൈ ധ്രുമജാതിരന്യശ്ച രാജിതം വേണുകീചകൈ കുമുദോൽപ്പലകൽഹാരം ശതപത്രവനർദ്ധിഭി നളിനീഷുകളം കുജൽ ഖഗവൃന്ദോപശോഭിതം മൃഗൈ ശാഖാമൃഗൈ ക്രോഡൈർമൃഗേന്ദ്രൈ കൃഷ്ണശല്യകൈ ഗവയൈ ശരഭൈർവ്യാഘ്രൈരുർഭിർമഹിഷാദിഭി കർണാന്ധ്രകൈർ പദശ്വാസിയർ നിർജുഷ്ടം മൃഗനാദിഭി കദളീ ഷണ്ഡസമൃദ്ധ നളിനീ പുളിനശ്രിയം പരസ്യം നന്ദയാ സത്യ സ്നാനപുണ്യതരോദയ വിലോക്യ ഭൂതേശഗിരിം വിഭുത വിസ്മയം യയു ദദൃശു സത്രദേരമ്യാമളകാം നാമ വൈ പുരീം വനം സൗഗന്ധികം ചാപി യത്ര നാമ പങ്കജം തദാചാളക നന്ദാജ സരിതോ ബാഹ്യത പുര തീർത്ഥപാദപദാംബോജരജസാദീവ പാവനെ ഏയോ സുരസ്ത്രീയക്ഷത്തരവരുഹ്യ സുതിഷ്ണ്യത ക്രീഡന്തീ പുംസസിഞ്ചന്ദ്യോ വിഗാഹ്യരതികർഷിത ഏയോ സ്ഥൽസ്നാന വിഭ്രഷ്ട നവ കുങ്കുമപിഞ്ചനം വിദുഷോപി പിബദ്ധ്യംബ പായയന്തോ ഗജാഗജി താരഹേമ മഹാരത്ന വിമാന ശതസങ്കുലം ജുഷ്ടാം പുണ്യജന സ്ത്രീ വീര്യഥാഖം സതടേദ്ധനം ഹിത്വാ യക്ഷേശ്വരപുരീം വനം സൗഗന്ധിയം ചതൽ ധ്രുമൈ കാമദുഃഖൈർ ഹൃദ്യം ചിത്രമാല്യഫലച്ഛതൈ രക്തകണ്ഠകഘാനീക സുരപണ്ഡിതഷൽപദം കളഹംസകുലപ്രേഷ്ഠം ഖരദണ്ഡജലാശയം വനകുഞ്ചരസംകൃഷ്ട ഹരിചന്ദനവായുന അതിപുണ്യജന സ്ത്രീണാം മുഹുരുന്മതയന്മന വടൂര്യകൃതസോപാനം വാപ്യോൽപലമാലിനി പ്രാപ്തം കിംപുരുഷേർ ദൃഷ്ട്വാതം ആരാധദൃശുർവടം സയോജന ശതോത്സേത പാദാനോ വിടവായത പര്യകൃതാജലച്ഛായോ നിർദ്ദീടസ്ഥാപവർജിത തസ്മിൻ മഹായോഗമയേ മുമുക്ഷു ശരണേ സുര ദദൃശു ശിവമാസീനം തെക്താമർഷമിവാന്തകം സനന്ദനാന്ദ്യർ മഹാസിദ്ധേ ശാന്തേ സംശാന്ത വിഗ്രഹം ഉപാസ്യമാനം സഖ്യാ ച ഭർത്രാഗുഹ്യകരക്ഷസാം വിദ്യാതപോയോഗ തപോയോഗവശം ആസ്തിതം തമധീശ്വരം ചരന്തം വിശ്വസുഹൃതം വാത്സല്യാലോകമംഗളം ലിംഗം ച താപസാഭീഷ്ടം ഭസ്മദണ്ഡ ചടാജിനം അംഗേന സദ്യാഭ്രരുജ ചന്ദ്രലേഖാം ച ബിഭ്രതം ഉപവിഷ്ടം ദർഭമയ്യാം ഭൃസ്യാം ബ്രഹ്മസനാതനം നാരദായ പ്രവോചന്തം പൃച്ഛതേ ശൃണ്വതാം സദാം കൃത്വാരോം ദക്ഷിണേസവ്യം പാദവൽപം ച ജാനുനി ബാഹും പ്രകോഷ്ടേ അക്ഷമാല ആസീനം തർക്കമുദ്രയാം ത്വം ബ്രഹ്മ നിർവാണ സമാധിമാശ്രിതം വിഭാശ്രിതം ഗിരിശം യോഗകക്ഷാം സ ലോകപാലോ മുനയോ മനൂനാം ആദ്യം മനും പ്രാഞ്ജലയ പ്രണയമോ സദൂപലഭ്യാഗതമാൽപയോനിം സുരാസുരേശൈരഭിവന്ദിതാം ഗ്രീ ഉത്ഥായ ചക്രേ ശിരസാഭിവന്ദനം അർഹത്തമക്കസ്യ യഥൈവ വിഷ്ണു തഥാപരേ സിദ്ധഗണാമഹർഷിവി രേവൈ സമന്ദാദനു നീലലോഹിതം നമസ്കൃത പ്രാഹശശാങ്കശേഖരം കൃതപ്രണാമം പ്രകസന്നിവാൽപഭൂ ശ്രീബ്രഹ്മോവാച ജാനേ ത്വാമീഷം വിശ്വസ്യ ജഗതോ യോനിബീജയോ ശക്തേ ശിവസ്യ ച വരം യത്തദ്ബ്രഹ്മ നിരന്തരം ത്വമേവ ഭഗവന്നേത ശിവശക്തിയോ സ്വരൂപയോ വിശ്വം സ്രജസി പാൽസ്യസി ക്രീഡാ ഊർണപഠോ യഥാ ത്വമേവ ധർമാർത്ഥ ദുഃഖാ വിപത്തയേ ദക്ഷേണ സൂത്രേണ സസർജിതാധ്വരം ത്വയൈവ ലോകേ അവസിതാശ്ച സേതവോ യാൻ ബ്രാഹ്മണാ ശ്രദ്ധതതേ ധൃതവ്രതാഃ ത്വം കർമ്മണാം മംഗളമംഗളാനാം കർത്തുസ്മലോകം ധനുഷേ സുപരം വാ അമംഗളാനാം ച തമിശ്രമുൽപണം വിപര്യേക്കേന തദേവ കസ്യചിൽ നവൈ സദാം ത്വച്ചരണാർപ്പിതാൽപനാം ഭൂതേഷു സർവേഷു അഭിപശ്യതാം തവ ഭൂതാനിജാത്മന്യ പൃഥക് ദൃദക്ഷതാം പ്രായണ രോഷോഭിഭവേദ്യതാ പശും പൃഥക്ധിയ കർമ്മദൃശോ ദുരാശയ പരോദയേനാർപ്പിതഹൃദ്രജോ നിശം പരാന്തുരുക്തിർ വിദുദന്ധ്യരുന്ദുത സ്ഥാൻമാവധീ ദൈവവധാൻ ഭവദ്വിതാഃ യസ്മിൻ യഥാ പുഷ്കരനാഭമായ ദുരന്തയാ സ്പൃഷ്ടധിയ പൃഥക് ദൃശ കുർവന്തി തത്ര ഹനുകമ്പയാ കൃപാം ന സാധവോ ദൈവബലാൽ കൃതേ ക്രമം ഭവാംസ്തുഭു സംപരമസ്യമായ ദുരന്തയാ സ്പൃഷ്ടമതി സമസ്തദൃക് തയാഹദാത്മാ സുനുകർമ്മ ചെയ്ത സ്വനുഗ്രഹം കർത്തുമിഹാർഹസി പ്രഭോ കുർവധ്വരസ്യോദ്ധരണം ഹതസ്യ ഭോ സ്ത്വയാ സമാപ്തസ്യ മനോ പ്രജാപതേ ന യത്ര ഭാഗം ദൗഭാഗിനോ ദദു കക്വയജ്ജിനോ യേന മുഖോ നിനീയതേ ജീവദാദ്യജമാനോയം പ്രപദ്യേദാക്ഷിണീ ഭഗ ഭൃഗോഷ്മശ്രൂണി രോഹന്തോ പുഷ്ണോ ദന്താശ്ച പൂർവവൽ ദേവാനാം ഭഗ്നഗാത്രാണാം മൃത്യുജാം ചായുധാശ്മഭി ഭവതാനുഗൃഹീതാനാമാശു അന്യോസ്തനാതുരം ഏഷദേ രുദ്രഭാഗോസ്തു യദുചുഷ്ടോദ്ധരസ്യ വൈ യജ്ഞസ്തേ രുദ്രഭാഗേന കൽപദാ മധ്യയജ്ഞഹൻ ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പരമഹംസ്യാം സംഹിതായാം സാരംസ്യാം സംഹിതായാം
Chaturthaskande Rudra Sandunanam Shashto Dhyaya Sarvatra Govinda Nama Sankirtanam Govinda Govinda. In the seventh chapter, Saptame Vishnu Rulbhudam Studo Dakshabhavadibi Yajnam Pravartaya Masa Dakshaneti Nirupyade. So, in this next chapter, Daksha has been brought back to life again, and Purodasham, what was offered into the Havise, which is Vaishnava Purodasham. Purodasham is the one that is prepared in the sacrifice for offering into the fire. That Purodasham, which is made Vaishnava Purodasham, which was offered, the result was that Mahavishnu appeared there. And then Daksha and others glorified Mahavishnu there, and through Daksha the Yagam or Yajnam was completed. That is discussed in this seventh chapter. We'll finish the seventh chapter and we will go into that details. Shri Maitreya Vacha Iti Jena Nunidena Bhavena Paridushyada Abhidai Mahabaho Prakasya Shruyada Miti Shri Mahadeva Vacha Nakham Prajesha Balanam Varnayena Nishindaye Devamaya Bhudanam Dandastatradado Maya Prajabadir Dadda Shirshno Bhavatvajmukham Shira Mitrasya Chakshushe Cheda Bhagam Sumbarhisho Bhagam Pushatu Yajamanasya Dadbir Jakshadu Pishchabuk Pishtabuk Deva Prakrita Sarvangam Yema Ucheshanam Dadu Bahubhyam Ashino Bushno Hastabhyam Kritabahava Bhavanda Dhvaryavaschani Vastasmashur Bhragur Bhavel Shri Maitreya Vaja Tada Sarvani Bhudani Shrutva Midushtamodidam Paridushtatmavistada Sadhu Sadityada Bhruvan Tato Midhvam Samamandra Shunasida Saharshibhi Bhuyastad Devayajanam Samidhvadvedaso Yayu Vithaya Karsnena Jadyat Tadyadaha Bhagavan Bhava Sandhadu Kasyakayena Savaniya Vasho Shira Sandhiya Maneshrasi Daksho Rudra Bhivikshita Sadhyasupta Ivottasto Dadrashe Chagrado Mratham Tadavushaddu Jadde Dvesha Kalilalpa Prajapati Shivavaloga Abhavacharadhradda Ivamalam Bhavastavayakrade Ashaknona Anuragada Aulkandyad Bashpakalaya Sambaredam Sudam Smaran Krichral Samstabhya Jamana Premavikholida Sudhi Shasham Sanurvilikena Bhavinesham Prajapati Dakshavaja Bhuyan Anugraho Bhavadakradomi Dandastvaya Maidridoyatavit Pralabdha Na Brahma Bandushu Javam Bhagavanna Vajnatubhyam Hareshakuta Evadradam Pradeshu Vidyatabo Vradadharan Mukadam Sma Vipran Brahma Almadattuma Vidam Pradamam Tamasra Tad Brahmanan Parma Sarva Vival Supasi Pala Pashuniva Vibho Pragrhida Dandaha Yoso Maya Vidyatattu Drashasabhayam Shipto Duritti Vishikai Raganayadannam Arvapadanna Marhattamanindaya Apal Drashti Ardrayasa Bhagavan Sukrdena Tushel Shri Maitreya Vaja Shamapevam Samidhvam Sambrahmana Chanumandrita Karma Sandana Yamasa Sobadhyayatuga Divi Vaishnavam Yajna Sandate Trigavalam Dijotama Purodasham Niravaban Vira Samsarga Shuddhaye Adhvarinya Tahavishavisha Yajamano Visham Badediya Vishuddhaya Dadhyodhada Pradhurabhudhari Tadaso Prabhayate Sham Dodayendhya Dishodesha Ushnam Stejubane Starshena Stotravajina Shyamo Hiranyashan Orka Grida Jushto Nila Alaga Brahmaramandi the Kundala Asya Kumba Abjajakra Sharajava Gadasi Charma Vigre Hiranmaya Bujairiva Karnigara Vachasadi Shadavadhurvanamayudaram Hasava Lokalayaram Shavishwam Parsha Brahmad Vijana Jamara Rajaham Sashweda Adavatra Vashashinobari Rajyamana Tamu Bhagada Malisha Sarve Suraganadaya Pranesa Saprane Musahasotaya Pramindra Trakshanayaga Tatejasa Hadrijasana Jihuasa Sadhusa Mudra Kradanjali Buddha Upadastira Thokshajam Apuar Gurtayo Yasyam Hitwalpa Bhuadaya Yadhamadi Granandisma Kradanu Grahavi Graham The Shokrahi Dakana Sadhanotam Yajishram Vishasrajam Param Gurum Sunanda Dadrugir Buddha Muda Kran Pravedi Preda Kradanjali Daksha Vaja Shuddham Sadanya Paradagira Buddhavastam Chinmatra Megam Payam Padashidhyamayam Tishtam Saiva Purushatam Vedi Dasyal Aste Bhavana Parishuddham Ivalpatantra Krithi Javuju Tatum Nade Vayamananjana Rudra Shabal Karmaneva Grahadi O Bhagavan Vidama Dharmo Balakshana Vidam Tribrata Dharagyam Yadam Yadartamadiyam Adovyavasta Sadasya Uju Ulpatya Dhanisharanam Urukrasur Genda Grogram
വ്യാളാന്യുഷ്ടേ വിഷയമൃഗദൃഷ്ടാത്മഹേ ഹോരുഭാര ദ്വന്ദ്വശ്വബ്രേ ഖലമൃഗമയേ ശോകദാവേജ്ഞസാർത്ഥ പാദോഗസ്തേ ശരണദയതകദാ യാദി കാമോപസൃഷ്ട രുദ്രവാച തവ വരദവരാംഗ്രവാശിഷേഹാഖിലാർത്ഥേ അഭിമുനിഭിരസക്തേ ആദരേണർഹണീയേ ഇതി രചിതദീയം അവിദ്യലോകാവവിദ്ധം ജപതി നഗണയേ തത്വൽപരാനുഗ്രഹേണ ഭൃഗുരുവാച എന്മായാഗ്രഹനയാപഹൃതാത്മബോധ ബ്രഹ്മാനയസ്തനുബൃതസ്തമസീ സ്വബന്ധ ആത്മനിഷദന്തവവിദന്ധധുനാഭിതത്വം സ്വയം പ്രസീദതു ഭവാൻ പ്രണതാത്മബന്ധു ബ്രഹ്മോവാചാനൈതൽ സ്വരൂപം ഭവദോസോ പദാർത്ഥം വേദഗ്രഹേ പുരുഷോ യാവദീക്ഷേൽ ജ്ഞാനസ്യ ചാർത്ഥ്യസ്യ ഗുണസ്യ ചാശ്രയോ മായാമയാ വ്യതിരിക്തോ വ്യതിരിക്തോ യതസ്ത്വം ഇന്ദ്രോവാച ഇതമപ്യച്യുത വിശ്വഭാവനം അപുരാനന്ദകരം മനോദൃശാം സുരവിന്ദ്രൻ ക്ഷമണേ ദുരിതായുധേർ ഭുജദണ്ഡൈരുപമന്നമഷ്ടവി പത്നൌചു യജ്ഞോയം തവേജനായകേന സൃഷ്ടോ വിദ്വസ്ത പശുപതിനാദ്യദക്ഷഗോപാൽ നത്തം നസ്തും ശവശയനാഭശാന്തമേധം യജ്ഞാത്മനളിനരുചാദൃശാ പുനീഹി ഹൃഷയ ഊജോ അനന്യതം ദേ ഭഗവൻ വിചേഷ്ടിതം യഥാൽപനാചരസി കർമ്മനാജ്യസേ വിഭൂതയെ യത് ഉപസേദുരീശ്വരീം ന മന്യതേ സ്വയമനുവർത്തതീം ഭവാൻ സിദ്ധാവോജോ അയം തുൽക്കഥാമൃഷ്ടഭീയൂഷനധ്യം മനോവാരണ ക്ലേശദാവാഗ്നിദഗ്ധ തൃഷാവർത്തോപഘാടോ ന സസ്മാരദാവം ന നിഷ്ക്രാമയി ബ്രഹ്മ സമ്പന്നവന്ന യജമാനുവാച സ്വാഗതം ദേ പ്രസീദേശോഭ്യം നമ ശ്രീവാസശ്രീയാകാന്തയാത്രാഹീന ത്വാമദേദീശനാം ഗൈർമഖശോഭദേ ശീർഷഹീന കബന്ധോ യഥാ പുരുഷ ലോകപാലാവൂചു ദൃഷ്ടകിം നോ ദൃഗ്ഭിര അസഗ്രഗ്രഹൈസ്ത്വം പ്രത്യഗ്ദൃഷ്ടാ ദൃശ്യതേയേന ദൃശ്യം മായാഹേഷാ ഭവതീയാ ഹി ഭൂമൻ യസ്ത്വം ഷഷ്ട പഞ്ചവിർഭാസി ഭൂതേ ശ്രീ യോഗേശ്വരാവൂചു പ്രയാമനേ തേ ന്യസ്തമുതസ്ത്വയി പ്രഭോ വിശ്വാത്മനീ ക്ഷേന്ന പ്രതഘ്യമാത്മന അഥാ വിഭക്തേ ശതയോപധാവത അനന്യവൃത്യാനുഗ്രഹേണ വത്സല ജഗദ്ദുൽഭവസ്ഥിതിലേയേഷു ദൈവതോ ബഹുഭിദ്യമാന ഗുണയാത്മമായ രചിതാത്മഭേദമതയേ സ്വസംസ്ഥയ വിനിവർത്തിത ബ്രഹ്മഗുണാത്മനേ നമ ബ്രഹ്മോവാച നമസ്തേ ശ്രസത്വായ ധർമാദീനാം യസൂദയേ നിർഗുണായ ജയൽക്കാഷ്ടാം നാഹം വേദാ പരേപിചാം അഗ്നിരുവാചായ തേജസാഹം സുസമിത തേജ ഹവ്യം മഹേ സ്വധുരമാജ്യസിക്തം തം യജ്ഞം പഞ്ചവിധം ച പഞ്ചവി സ്വിഷ്ടം യജുർഭീ പ്രണതോസ്മി യജ്ഞം ദേവാഹുജു പുരാകൽപാപായേ സുഹൃതമുദിരീകൃത്യ വികൃതം ത്വമൈവാദ്യസ്തസ്മിൻ സലിലമുരകേന്ദ്രാതിശയനേ പുമാൻ ശേഷേ സിദ്ധേഹതി വിമൃഷിതാൽ അധ്യാത്മവതവി സ ഏവാദ്യാഷ്ണോര്യപതിചരസി വൃത്യാനവസിന ഗന്ധർവാഹുജു അശാം ശാം സ്ഥേ ദേവമരീച്ഛാദയമേദേ ബ്രഹ്മേന്ദ്രാദ്രാ ദേവഗുണോ രുദ്രപുരോഗ ക്രീഡാഭാണ്ഡം വിശ്വമിതം യസ്യ വിഭ്രമം തസ്മൈ നിത്യം നാഥ നമസ്തേ കരവാമ വിദ്യാധരാജു തന്മായയാർത്ഥാമഭിവൃദ്ധ്യകളയവരേസ്മിൻ കൃത്വാ മമാഹമി ദുർമതിരുൽപദേ സ്വൈ ക്ഷിപ്തോപ്യസദ്വിഷയലാസ അല്പമോഹം യുഷ്മൽ കഥാമൃതനിഷേവകമുദ്യുതസ്യേൽ ബ്രാഹ്മണാവുജു ത്വം കൃതുസ്ഥം ഹവിസ്ഥം ഹുദാശ സ്വയം ത്വം ഹി മന്ത്ര സമിത് ദർഭപാത്രാണി ച ത്വം സദസ്യ ത്യജോ ദമ്പതീ ദേവത അഗ്നിഹോത്രം സ്വധാ സോമ ആജ്യം പശു ത്വം പുരാഗാമ്രസായ മഹാസൂകരോ ദംഷ്ട്രയ പത്മിനി വാരണേന്ദ്രോ യഥ സ്തൂയമാനോ നദം ലീലയ യോഗിവിർവിജഹർത്തത്രയീ ഗാത്രയജ്ഞക്രതു സപ്രസീദത്വമസ്മാകമാകാംക്ഷതം ദർശനം ദേവരി ഭ്രഷ്ടസൽക്കർമ്മണം കീർത്യമാനേ നിർഭരനാമി യജ്ഞേശദയജ്ഞവിഘ്നക്ഷയം യാന്തി തസ്മൈ നമ ശ്രീമൈത്രയുവാച ഇതി ദക്ഷകവിരയജ്ഞം ഭദ്രം ഭദ്രരുദ്രാവമർശനം കീർത്യമാന കൃഷികേശ സംയന്യേ യജ്ഞഭാവനൈ ഭഗവാൻ സ്വേന ഭാഗേന സർവാത്മാ സർവഭാഗഭുക് ദത്തം ദക്ഷം ഭവാഷം ആഭാഷ്യ പ്രിയമാണ വിവാനക ശ്രീഭഗവാനുവാച അഹം ബ്രഹ്മാജ ശർവശ്ച ജഗതകാരണം പരം ആത്മീശ്വര ഉപദ്രഷ്ട സ്വയം ദൃഗ്വിശേഷണ ആത്മമായാം സമാവിശ്യ സോഹം ഗുണമയീം ദ്വിജ സൃജൻ രക്ഷൻ ഹരൻ വിശ്വം ദദ്രേ സംജ്ഞാം ക്രിയോചിതം തസ്മിൻ ബ്രഹ്മണ്ഡി ദ്വിതീയേ കേവലേ പരമാത്മനി ബ്രഹ്മരുദ്രൗച ഭൂതേന ഭേദേനാജ്ഞനുപശ്യതി യഥാഭൂമന്ന സ്വാംഗേഷു ശിരപാണ്യാദിഷു ക്വച്ചിൽ പാരക്യബുദ്ധിം കുരുദേവം ഭൂതേഷു മൽപര ത്രയാണമേകഭാവാനാം യോന പശ്യതി വൈഭിതാം സർവഭൂതാത്മനാം ബ്രഹ്മൻ സശാന്തിമഭിഗച്ഛതി മൈത്രയോവാച ഏവം ഭഗവദാദിഷ്ട പ്രജാപതിപതിർഹരിം അർച്ചിത്വാ കൃതുന സ്വേന ദേവാനുഭയലോ യജൽ രുദ്രം ജസ്വേന ഭാഗേന ഉപാധാവത്സമാഹിത കർമ്മണേ ദവസാനേന സോമപാനിതരാനപി ഉദവസ്സഹൃത്തുഗ്ഭി സസ്നാവപദം അവപൃതം തദാ തസ്മാപ്യാനുഭാവേന സ്വേനൈവ വാപ്തരാധസേ ധർമ്മയേവ മതിം ദത്വാ തൃദശാസ്തേ ദിവം യയു Evam dakshayini hitva sadi purvakalayabaram jajnye himavadakshetremenayam itishishrama tameva daidam voya avantepadimambigam ananyabhavaikagadim shaktim shakshti supteva purusham edal bhagavadasham vo karmadashodhvaradduham shukam bhagavada shishya udhavanme brihaspade idam pavitram paramesha jeshtidam yashasyam ayusham akhaugamarshanam Yo Nityada Akarnanaro Nagurtel Dunotegam Kaurava Bhakti Bhavadam Srimad Bhagavate Mahaprani Paramam Syam Samhitayam Chaturthaskande Dashayajna Samdhanam Nama Saptamodhyaya Sarvatra Govinda Nama Sankirtanam Govinda Govinda So all the demigods, the rishis and Lord Brahma All of them, demigods and the rishis went to Brahma's planet, Brahmalokam, and complained to Lord Brahma what has happened. Brahma says to them, I can't do anything about it. Brahma says, I can't do anything about it. Because these things have happened because it was decided by Shiva. I can't say anything about it. And I can't change that decision. We can do one thing. Only one thing what we can do is, we'll all go together. And ask for forgiveness from Shiva. And if we do that, possibly he will bless us. And demigods, he told the demigods to go first. But they were frightened to go. Because why they were saying, well, when we go to Kailasam, it's possible that same Bhudaganas who have come and done all these things to us, they may be there. Before we apologize, by the time, as soon as they see us, if they start beating up, then what do we do? So they were not willing to go on their own. So they asked Brahma to come with them. And when these Deva Bhutaganas, when they left the sacrifice, they have taken the legs, hands, everything, after breaking the hands and legs of different people. And it is to them, he has to go. So Brahma says to him, that is the mistake, that if you have devotion to Shiva, Shiva's demigod, Shiva's Buddhas, they will not give you any trouble, they says to him. Brahma says this to the demigods who are present there, and also to the rishis. So, Shiva Buddham gives you protection, as long as you have devotion to Shiva, otherwise you could be in trouble. So, this is what has happened there also. So, he says to them that Shiva Buddhas, they won't get upset with you as long as if you chant the holy name of Shiva. And that is how he has advised them. So, from Brahmalokam, they have started the journey. All the demigods, the rishis, they came and bathed in Ganga River. Bathed in the Ganga River. And then took ashes and put it on their body everywhere. They were wearing the Rudraksham as well, to please Shiva, and very loudly they were chanting the names of Shiva, Namah Shivaya, Panjakshara Mantram it's called, and they are travelling to Kailasam, they are going their way to Kailasam, and it's a beautiful location that Kailasam, and they arrived Vaishravana's palace first. Vaishravana is the treasurer of the demigods, and they started moving from there. When they got there, they saw that Lord Shiva sitting underneath the famous banyan tree in Kailasam, and at the top of that, on the peak of that Kailasam, underneath the banyan tree, he is sitting there in meditation in the form what is called the Dakshinamurti. The Dakshinamurti form, he is sitting there and sitting silent, and all the many great personalities were sitting there and receiving instructions from him. Not verbally, through silence. Who was there? Four Kumaras were sitting there. Sri Narada Maharshi was sitting there. Vasishtha was there. And personalities like them, they were all sitting in front of him. They were not saying anything. Neither Dakshinamurti was saying anything. Dakshinamurti in silence, and their doubts were getting cleared in their heart. This is very difficult to understand, isn't it? We can only explain it in this way. Through words, anything spoken, it is the most gross form
And it is the lowest form of transmitting your realizations to another person. The most gross form and the lowest form of transmitting realizations from one person to another is through the words. Silence is the most subtle form and the most effective form of transmitting the realization. This is the Upanishad's statements. Upanishads support this position. This is Upanishad's view. That is why we will look at this in Dakshinamurti Stotram. This is all discussed there. We'll talk about it at that time in detail. How this Parapashyanti Madhyama Vaikari, the four stages through which the sound passes. Sound means, from the moment the thought develops in a person, how it becomes gross and more gross and more gross, and finally when it comes through the lips, it is in its most gross form. Most gross form it comes out. That is why it's called Vaikari, for that reason. But in the para stage, when transmission happens between the Dakshinamurti and the rishis there, it is happening in the highest plane. That experience is getting transmitted rather than the words getting transmitted. Lord Shiva's that particular position as the Jagalguru, what he was addressed in the Bhagavadam, in that Jagalguru state, his realizations is transmitted in the most subtle form from Lord Shiva to the four Kumaras, and Kumaras are experiencing that. Because it is in the most subtle form, in silence it's happening. We'll talk that later when we come to that. So, Sanagadis are sitting there and Lord Shiva is sitting there, and this is the time Sadidevi has left this world. So, and why was he in meditation? Does not want to think about Sadidevi's departure. And at the same time, these rishis had doubts, and they were sitting with these doubts in their thoughts. So at the same time, not speaking anything. You can see in the Bhagavatam those verses, their appearance of Dakshinamurti. Dakshinamurti, the word Dakshinamurti is not used, but that is referring to that Dakshinamurti's Dakshinamurti's position. That is what is spoken there. See verse number 34 in the 6th chapter. 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40. All this is Dakshinamurti's description. Sanandanadir Mahasiddhai. Great, great Siddhas and Sanandan, four Kumaras. Shandai Samshanda Vigraham. Totally in peace. He is in transcendental happiness. Upasyamanam Sakhyaja Bhartra Guhya Rakshasam. Vidya Tapoyoga Patham Astidantam Adhisharam Charandam Vishasukhurdam Valsalya Logamangalam Lingam Jatavasa Abhishtam Vasmadanda Jadajinam Angena Sadhya Ambreruja Chandra Lekhamcha Vibradam Upavishtam Darbhamayam Brisyam Brahma Sanatanam Naradaya Pravochandam Pracharde Shunodam Sadam Krutvaro Dakshine Savyam Dakshinamurti Krutvaro Dakshine Savyam Padavalpam Jajanuni Bahum Pragoshte Akshamala Asinam Tarkamudrayam Tam Brahma Nirvana Samadhim Ashridam Vibhashridam Girisham Yoga Kaksham Saloga Bala Munayo Manunam Adhyamanum Pranjalaya Pranemo. When these rishis paid their obeisances, when sitting there, who were all present there, apart from the rishis, there was also all the manus were present there. Sambhu Manu was present there, taking instructions from Mahadeva. So it is in that state they are sitting there, and now our Lord Brahma has arrived there with them, and that Tarka Mudra, what is spoken there, that is called Jnana Mudra. Jnana Mudra means that developing this Jivalpa Paramatma or Aikyam. Jivalpa's oneness with Paramatma. What it means is that Tarkamudra indicates Tripudi has gone. Remember this word, Tripudi? Tripudi means that in our present condition, we have the Jiva here, the world there, and God there, existing in three. These three things is one level. That means that Jiveshwara, Jiva, Ishwara, Jagat, three states. When we transcend that, we see the difference, Drikka, Drishyam, difference have gone. That means Jiva and the Drishyam, what we see, that difference has disappeared. World doesn't exist anymore. And finally, the difference between the Jiva and Ishwara also goes away. That is that stage, then what exists is pure knowledge at that time. And that is what represented in that mudra, what Lord Shiva is holding there, Tarka mudra, as it is spoken there. So that is called Jnana mudra. And in that Jnana mudra, with the Yoga kashtam, Yoga danda on the hand is resting on the Yoga dandam, on the left hand, and with the right hand, with the Tarka mudra, these rishis are receiving the transmission of the realizations from Shiva. Realization from Shiva. When they got there, this is the scene when the Brahma and others arrived there. They immediately fell down and paid their obeisances. Brahma felt, at least I have got the right to say something. After all, officially he's the father, isn't it? Officially he's the father. So, that birth, which is spoken in the Puranam, don't take it literally like that. It's spoken only in a way that Mahadeva is born from Brahma. That's how we will say. Because when you explain creation, you have to say like that. But who is way before Brahma's existence, who existed? And Brahma anyway felt that at least officially I can talk to him. So Brahma says to him, please do not punish these people in this way. They are children, your children. They have made a mistake. And therefore, what is required is that it is natural that children commit mistakes like this. They need to be blessed by you. Lord Shiva says to Brahma, I had no intention to punish them. And I had no intention to finish them either. But they shouldn't repeat this mistake, what they have done once again. Therefore, I have given them a little punishment, that's all. I am willing to bless them and bring them back to life also. So then Brahma turns around to everybody who have come with him. Now you cannot ask, you can ask everything what you want from Shiva. So Pusha, who lost all his teeth, he says to them that he is not able to speak because there is no teeth. He couldn't even speak. And so Pusha is standing there. Bhrigu says to them that if I can get back my beard, it will be nice. Bhrigu put it to him. And then Pusha says to him, if I can get my teeth back, it will be good. I can eat properly then. And Bhaga, who has got both his eyes, he was also there. He wanted his eyes back. So, one after the other, all of them were present there. They lost something or the other. There's loads of them. And all of them were saying, if I can get this back, I can get that back, this is everything they were asking. And they were all given all that, but all these people, Shiva thought, that are they all not very selfish? They come and ask me all these things, but not one of them asked me about Sri Parvati, Sati Devi, who has given up her body. None of them had any interest. All they wanted was their side. What they wanted, that's all they had to ask. So in this, they have all spoken about themselves, what they wanted. But in this whole episode, what is the most important thing? Sati Devi giving up her body, isn't it? That's the most important thing. But none of them mentioned even about that. Not even had one word spoken about that Lord Shiva is sitting there, Sahidevi is gone, and how Shiva is feeling about that. And therefore, he decided that none of them have shown any interest in Sahidevi. So he decided, I'm not going to give it back to them completely what they're asking for. So he looked at their applications, all of them, one after the other. And then he says to them, one person wants the beard, another wants the eyes, and the third one wants the teeth. So Mahadeva told them, you can all have 50% of that. Gave it to them like that. So Bhrigu, he says to Bhrigu that, you cannot live without your beard, can you? Bhrigu says, yes, it's nice to have that beard. I'm used to having it all the time. Okay. You can have the beard, but it will be like the goat's beard. You seen the goat's beard? A few like this here. You will have a beard like that. You should be satisfied. You won't get back your long beard what you had before. So you can have a beard like the goat, and that's what Bhrigu got after that. And to Pusha we told him like that, that difficult to give you back the whole teeth like the way it was before. Therefore, I will allow you to have it in a ground form, all the food. You can make it a paste or ground into flour and you can eat that. That's enough for you. He says to Pushav. So, you're not going to get it back, the original one, he said. Or you can ask whoever your boss is, and I believe Lord Shiva said you can get the teeth in gold made. And put them in. If you want to smile at somebody, you can have that. They won't be able to eat with that. So he said, I have no objection to that, he said, to Pusha, if you feel like that. And if you find it difficult, you can grind the food or crush it and then take it. So Brahma heard all these things and Brahma says to Shiva, didn't say one word, because if you say if anything else happens, it'll be bad. So he says, our Yajamana, Daksha, he is there lying there without the head on the body. So what shall we do for that? Shiva says, we'll do something about that. Shiva got up from there and told all of them to follow. And together they went into the place where the sacrifice was happening. So by now, the whole Yagashala has been burnt into ashes. And Daksha is lying there without the head. And these Buddhaganas who are gone there, they have passed urine and stool, everything in the sacrificial, in the Homakunda, or in that, in the sacrificial arena. So, when they got there, Daksha's head is lying fully burned inside this fire, which is already burned into ashes. And further away, the body is lying there. What is this showing to us is that if you make a mistake to Lord Shiva, the punishment from that could be heavy. There is, never forget this. Srimad Bhagavatam is a Vaishnava Grantham. Isn't it? It's a Vaishnava Grantham, is Srimad Bhagavatam. And in this Srimad Bhagavatam, why is Shiva glorified so much as Mahavishnu in this? You will find in many places Shiva also glorified in a very elaborate way in the Bhagavatam. So there is no other story in the Bhagavatam where Shiva's authority is also spoken so strongly like this Dakshayagam. Because as far as we call it as Vaishnava Grantham, but as far as Srimad Bhagavatam is concerned, there is practically no difference between Shiva, Vishnu, Shaivam, Vaishnavam, Shaktayam. All these differences is not actually approved in the Bhagavatam. That you will know when you read it properly. If you can understand it, you will see that differences are not spoken very much about it. One form accepts different forms. One personality accepts different forms. whether it is Shiva or Vishnu or Brahma, whatever it is, whichever way you address it, it is the same one truth who is accepting these different forms. And this is how Srimad Bhagavatam is teaching us. There is only one, and that one vastu is accepting different forms. So, Daksha was given back his life. Brahma has created, so therefore he says to him, you can give life back to him. Lord Shiva says to Brahma. But Daksha says to him, to Shiva, that I cannot do that because he died out of your anger. And I don't have the authority to do that. There is certain rules which for you have to follow. You have decided and made this decision. And he doesn't have his head either. So you need the head. So Shiva says to him, there is a goat's head lying there, bring that goat's head. And when Nandikeshwara made that curse, that Daksha will have a goat's head in the future, they brought that goat's head, and Shiva is standing there, put that on Daksha's head. All the rituals involved with that, Daksha is performing. Brahma is used to performing all the rituals. And Shiva says to Daksha that if you put that head on top of Daksha, and Brahma was in a hurry to get life back for Daksha. So, at that point, that Shiva was a little bit slow in making that decision. So, Brahma, what did he do? He put the head on the top of Daksha's body and looked at Mahadeva. Lord Shiva called Daksha. And when he called Daksha, as soon as he touched the goat's head, Daksha got up from the ground, got up from the bread. And Daksha opened his eyes, this goat's eyes, he opened. And unfortunately what happened was, when Brahma fitted the head, it was fitted opposite way. That means the face was the backwards. You'll see that photo in the Bhagavatam. It is put like that. So you can imagine, unfortunate situation, Brahma's face, front side is this, head is backward, and that way goat's head. This is Brahma's situation. And so if Daksha has to address an audience, he has to turn his back and speak with his face in the friend, looking at the audience, isn't it? So similarly, while eating, while taking prasadam in big assembly of people, everybody is facing that way, Daksha is facing the opposite way to take the prasadam. Punishment for Daksha. So, and what else? For everybody else in the assembly, when you are serving prasadam, halwa, puri, samosas, everything, bunch of leaves for Daksha to eat. All this is the punishment, you can see how that follows. So, so that is why that one thing to learn is that engaging in activity, karmam, is not good enough. And karma may be a good karma, like the sacrifice, but if there is no purity or in the sankalpam or realization, it is for Krishna's pleasure, it is being done, everything can turn out to be like this. That's why to teach us that karmam, when it is performed, the concept behind that is it should be for Krishna's satisfaction, not for anything else. What happened to Daksha? Why did he perform this sacrifice? With a very evil intention behind it, to teach a lesson to everybody that there should be no offering to Shiva. So, with the bad intention of insulting Shiva and to mislead the world, Daksha performed this sacrifice and it all ended up like this. A very, very severe and heavy punishment from Shiva. A punishment. That is why this Dakshayagam story, there is no other story in the Srimad Bhagavatam with such a heavy punishment, what Daksha got. So that is what we have to understand from here. We'll continue this, it's a long time, we'll continue this next Saturday. All glory to Srila Prabhupada.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.